Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Press it. Press it.
Why are we pressing it?
So
push it real.
I've texted. Yeah, sorry. Get on, weirdo. if somebody says push it, you that
push it real good,
go
bro.
Go to that, then the terrorists win. But also, I was texting Vanessa. Vanessa shamed the shit out of me last night because I was like, I think I'm watching too much of Brooklyn Nine-Nine because I'm fighting Adam Sandberg to be. Andy Samberg to be a bit.
Oh, this is yours.
Oh, cool. What is it?
Tom and guy.
Oh,
Tom and guy.
Finding... Are we recording?
Yes.
Welcome to Mamas and Merlot.
Okay. After the intro, I'll tell my story.
Yeah, we'll talk about how I shamed her. Hi.
Even with a Kanye gif, it was really bad.
It was actually really great timing. welcome to Mamas and Merlot.
I love when I get presents
that you paid for.
That I paid for. Doesn't matter.
I haven't seen you since we bought them. But hi, welcome to Mamas and Merlot, guys. My name is Vanessa, and with me is Christy.
Hola.
And today we have our favorite person in the entire world that's not one of our children, Missy,
hey.
Sitting in for our Stephanie because she had a family emergency to deal with, so she couldn't be here today. So we love you, Steph.
Yeah, because we're not recording on our huge night.
No, we're not.
You're okay.
It is Monday.
And Neri's calling and saying,
oh,
hi,
my
honey.
God, it's Neri's on.
Hi, honey.
We're recording now. Look at my forehead.
What are we recording?
Mamas.
Y'all.
Mamas.
What are you recording?
We're recording mamas. Why aren't you listening to me?
Hi, Neri.
Donuts suck and I'm in your house.
I'm about to kick her out, though. So.
Kick her out, man.
All right, honey. I'll call you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Just say we don't need that negativity.
Yeah.
I don't like donuts. What's the crime?
I don't understand the words that you're saying right now.
I'm sorry, but that article about the milkshake that's flavored is Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Come on.
That seems like a lot for me, but
yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
It's disgusting. That's how you should feel about it.
Well, no pa tanto. Like, I'm gonna try it.
Yeah. I'll share one with you, Christy.
I'm willing to try. I just don't know. I would want a whole one for myself.
I'll share with you.
Yeah.
All right. Before we like devolve into our fat ass ways, today we are drinking a clearance wine. Yay, clearance wine. We are drinking a Petite Syrah. Actually, let me be correct. It is 96% Petite Syrah, 4% Verdot. And it says 2014 Lodi, L-O-D-I. I don't know if that's the type of wine, but it's called The Red. And it's a 2014 from the Constantino Winery. So if anybody knows what that is, let me know, because I'm not sure what we're drinking. But yeah, that's what we're drinking. So thank you to Missy for sitting in today. We appreciate you. We love your face.
I love it here.
We love having you here, except for when you say hurtful things like you don't like donuts, but okay.
Or that I'm starting to find Andy Samberg attractive.
Yes, that
Let me tell you the story.
You're preaching to the wrong audience here if you want sympathy.
I'm not. Because I'm confessing my sins.
It's not a sin.
It is. Yes, it is. He's not attractive. Sure, it's just, okay.
He's annoying
binging.
AF, too.
So we'll talk. Because look who you're talking to. Think about your audience.
He's like on Chrissy's top five.
Not top five, top 10, maybe.
What?
Yeah, I didn't find him attractive before. There was always something about
he's
him.
He's not attractive. It's just, I think that I've been watching too much Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
No, he's charismatic. His character is, Peralta is charismatic.
No, he's not. Okay, it's, they have funny bits, but that's the writers, that's not him. That's the writers who are writing good stuff
I'm
for
pretty
him.
Pretty sure I spelled his name wrong in my notes, but I know who I'm talking about.
But Peralta, and listen, it happened over the past couple years. I never found him attractive in Saturday Night Live. But then in what is the one that
no tiene cara de bobo.
No,
I just think I've been watching too much.
No, and then I love him in Popstar.
And then I told Neri, and he's like, he of course Lamoud, and he goes, he's a
Lamoud.
He goes,
for those who don't understand what that is, that's LMAO.
Yeah. He was like, what are you talking about? He's a dreamboat. And I'm like, no, he's not.
No, he's not.
But I just watched a scene. This was like 2 days ago where he was that the episode where they're doing the drill with the Homeland Security.
Yes.
In seasons two.
Correct.
And he's like fake killing everybody. And like the way he was holding the gun, I was like, hey. And then right after, I was like, ew, no, turn it off. And then I shared it with the rest of the family last night. And Vanessa, rightfully so, shamed me. With a Kanye gif, to which I was like, no, not the Kanye gif. But no. Such was life.
Sorry, friend.
Sorry, wrong audience.
No, see, you guys are sitting on the opposite, like, you're on the opposite sides of the same coin. Like, she's against me. You're trying to convince me that he's... No.
No.
It's not that he's, like, drop-dead gorgeous, but I find him attractive. Mm-mm. He's funny.
Because the writers are good, not because he's funny.
He helps write a lot of his stuff that he's in.
Mm. He's no Jason Momoa.
Well, that's... We're talking two completely different...
Oh, my God. Okay, so... you would like this. We were watching... The kids have been watching Thor Ragnarok lately because my husband thought it was a good idea to show it to them, which I don't mind.
They need to learn.
It's not a horrible...
It's
like,
not. It's really not.
It's bright colors. There's a lot going on. It's
aliens and monsters.
And
outer space.
Led Zeppelin is in the movie.
And it's fucking Chris Hemsworth. Hello.
It's funny as hell.
Yeah.
He's really...
Yeah, he is. He's actually really funny in this movie.
It's funny, and like for a pretty guy, he's rather attractive.
Yeah, and he's funny, and you know, the director and writer was a genius. Come at me, Dave. Come at me.
Why Dave doesn't like this movie?
Because it's written by the guy that did What We Do in the Shadows, the vampire movie.
I love that movie.
He's the director of this.
That's a genius thing. He has range. Good
and
for him.
And he's the voice of the giant rock guy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I love that movie. I remember watching it and texting the family chat, and I was like, hey, guys, how do you make Chris Hemsworth exponentially more attractive?
Good word.
You're welcome. You play Led Zeppelin Immigrant Song during the big fight scene. And I was right. Because everything's better with Led Zeppelin.
So we've been watching Thor a lot lately, and according to Oliver, it's El Niño Que Molesta, because
that's what it's called.
That's what he asks for. He's like, mami, yo quiere el niño que molesta. I want the boy that's bothering everybody. And I'm like,
but is Thor? Is that Loki?
I have no idea. I have no idea where he comes up with these names for things that he likes to watch. So it's like a guessing game every time he asks me. Like when he asked me for the movie with the girl with the hair.
Rapunzel.
No.
Tangled?
It's not. It's a
Brave.
The first time he said it, he was talking about Tiana. And then that became the one we watched last night. So now when he says the one we watched last night, I have to figure out what we watched the night before to decide. It's a lot of work. It's like a game. But he...
A mystery game.
Mm-hmm. But today I was in Target with Sophie, and they have like, you know, how they, when they have a new movie, they have like those cardboard displays mm-hmm. with pictures from the movie. So they have the Justice League poster, the Justice League ones out, and we walk by, and she goes, "Mommy, look, it's the God of Thunder." And I turn around, and I'm like, "No, mommy, that's," I was like, "That's a different universe," and but I was like, "That's Justice League, that's Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman," and I turn around because she saw the Flash with the lightning bolt, so I can see where mm-hmm. she got confused, and I'm like, "And that's the Flash, and that's Aquaman," and she's like, "Who's Aquaman?" And I was like, "Oh, honey,
you're a little too young for that voice."
I will explain it to you after I get turned 15.
I was like, "We need to go home and watch this movie now."
Honestly, like,
yeah. Listen, Missy gave me the best gift ever. It's the gift that keeps on giving. When you recorded that scene from Justice
League.
Who
was it that bought it? Dave bought it, put it in the family share. I went directly home and I was like, "Hey guys, I'm going to watch Justice League." And Chrissy goes, "Please send me the video." And I knew exactly what she was talking about. And I did. And I won the day because I'm a good friend.
Because I don't understand why that scene is not a GIF.
Right?
Like, every time you put in the
Justice League... What do you mean the GIF is... there's a GIF of him holding the whiskey bottle.
But you never see... I can't find it ever. That whole, like, walking out montage with the bottle.
Oh, my...
You always get the one in the water.
You guys have sent it to me, like, 5,000 times. I told Jeff I was having an anxiety attack at work the other day, and he sent me that GIF, and I was like, "Well, I'm fine now." I'm like, "I'm having an anxiety attack, and I don't have my medication here." And he didn't say anything. He just sent me a Jason Momoa GIF, and I'm like, "All better."
The world is right now.
Yep.
The world makes sense.
He's so beautiful. So, Vanessa.
Yes?
Have you been on any adventures lately?
Yes. Such a good adventure, too. So,
yeah, I had a major FOMO during your adventure.
My BFF and I, Patty, she is former guest on the podcast and she'll be coming on again soon.
Yay, Patty.
She and I decided, yeah, she is. We decided that we needed a trip to Disney. However, we did not take our children.
Plot twist. God,
I haven't done that in a while. I miss it.
Oh my God. It was so wonderful.
If you're listening, leave your kids at home and go to Disney.
Seriously. Or like, maybe even not Disney, because I know some people are like, if I'm going to go to a park by myself, I'm going to go to like Islands of Adventure, Universal. Fucking do it. And even better, it's kind of cool to do without your husband too, because it's just like, it's just different when you do it with a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, okay, so we spent most of the trip fake complaining like our children do. So we were walking around and we're like, one of us would have to go to the bathroom and the other one would be like, "But I don't have to go potty, but I don't want to try, but I just went pee pee." And we spent a day and a half in the parks, and that's pretty much what we did the whole time. "But my feet hurt, but I don't want to stand in line, but I want to see Mickey, but..." And it, like, it sounds obnoxious now, but it was really, really fun, especially since we were day drinking.
Good for you, Mom.
It was fantastic.
I support all of
this. Yeah,
I
was proud of you for going to the two parks that you could drink in.
Oh, yeah. We went to Animal Kingdom. I wanted to get that because Animal Kingdom has the Dole Whip with rum, but it's just a teensy bit too cold for like a frozen drink. But they have this.
They have green beer.
We didn't have a beer. We had.
At Animal Kingdom?
In Pandora, they have a green beer.
Huh. Pandora's amazing. Yeah. I had never been, and it's well worth the trip.
Did you do
we didn't do the Flight of Passage because we started getting our fast passes like 6 weeks before our trip. Mm-hmm. I booked our fast passes, so I was able to get the river one. Mm-hmm. And I was able to get fast passes for other things, but the Flight of Passage was already gone.
Yeah,
like, and those go apparently super fast.
It's impossible to get them. Well, I'm planning a trip. I'm going up in a couple of weeks with three of my other BFFs, and it's impossible to get fast
and
passes.
I checked like every other day. I was going into the app a couple times a day looking to see if maybe somebody released them, and I happened to be there ready to snap them up, and I could not get them.
We were able to get them,
and they didn't have single rider line either, because the two of us were like, we don't have to sit together. It's not like we're gonna be mm-hmm. talking in the middle of the ride. We can sit separate for the 3 minutes
of
Jeff a ride.
Did Jeff say he cried?
No. Oh. He really enjoyed it, but he didn't cry.
I don't know.
No, he, because what we did, because Disney has a stupid rule with that
conversation.
Yeah, because Disney has a stupid rule with that, with those rides, is that you can only get a fast pass for either the flight or the river on the same day.
Well, you know,
you have to give one up. Like, when you get your first, your three that you're allowed to get for the day, for like for the at a time, you can own one of your three. Only one of them can be either flight or river.
I get it though.
Yeah, and then once you're done, then you can try.
Right, but I didn't even have the option to give one up. Like, it was already gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we kept trying and trying and trying. And what I did was I moved Jeff by himself.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, like, I kept me and my mom, and I gave up Jeff's...
River
one. And I left me and my mom and Nathan, and then I just kept trying with Jeff by himself. Over and over, every single day, and then finally, like right the day before, or two days before, at 9 a.m. for the flight opened up. But it's only one.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do, like, you know, you try to plan your party. No, you got to do it
one at a time.
Every man for himself, and you try your luck.
That sucks.
Well, yeah, and then we were like, well, I mean, we don't have our kids, so like we'll do like a 2-hour line, like whatever. It's not a big deal because we don't have the kids, you know. Like, we have our phones. We brought the headphones. We'll watch TV while we're waiting in line. Like, who gives a fuck? But every time we checked the thing, no, it was over insane. 3.5 hours for a wait, and we're like, I'm not gonna do a 3.5 hour line for a 2-minute ride. Like, that's not.
I checked last Wednesday, like in the middle of the day. I just checked to see like what the wait is, and it was almost 4 hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was telling my girlfriends, I was like, I'll drive up, get in line, and then you guys drive up, and then by the time you get there, I'll be in front of the line.
Yeah.
But...
And, like, we walked by it a couple times, because here's another thing. With kids, you kind of have to, like, plan out your day and know, like, okay, my fast pass is in this area, so I need to be in this area at this time. No. We were, like, just wandering around the park. Like, we would pass the ride that we had a fast pass for, and then we'd be like... Oh shit, it's time for our fast pass. We're on the other side of the lake. Now we need to walk the fucking park again. We lapped the park like 3 times.
Good for you.
Because we were drunk and we didn't really know which end was up until we checked the time and we're like, oh shit, our fast pass is going to be over in 20 minutes. We got to go. So that's kind of what we did. We discovered that we really, really loved the dinosaur ride.
I saw that.
That shit was so much fun. It's so ridiculous. It is so. That ride is ridiculous as fuck. Are you guys going to Animal Kingdom? Mm-hmm. You need to do the dinosaur.
Yeah, I know, I've done it.
I know, but it's so fuck. I hadn't done it in. Honestly, I think the last time I went to the park, I was with Sophie, and she was maybe a year and a half, maybe 2 years old. So we didn't do that ride. But the last time I did that ride had to have been at least like 10 years ago. So I didn't remember the ride at all. And the two of us, like, since the weather was nice, like, we had our hair down, we looked all cute. No,
you guys did look cute.
Thank you, friend. But like, the ride is so jerky, so our heads
oh,
were like,
yeah.
Every time I looked over at Patty, she had her hair in her face. Every time she looked at me, my hair was in my face. Our hair is like so winds blown. Yeah. We're like, like, it felt like we were in a tornado. And then the first time they took the picture, I saw the flash, but I got so scared by the dinosaur that I covered my face. Like, I went like this. And I was like, oh my God, I came out in the picture with my hands over my face, but I didn't. I came out like fucking like terrified. Spooked? No, I came out like that was a real look of fear. Did you just drip a wine on yourself, my friend?
I'm an adult.
So here's my opinion about parents going by themselves to Disney.
Do it.
You should do it. Now, here's my disclaimer. I'm not a parent. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, I am a parent, and my friend and I wore t-shirts that said, we left our kids at home. Like, our shirts literally said, we left our kids at home. And I cannot tell you the number of people that I caught, like, pointing at our shirts, looking at us. When we were standing in line for the tram, the group in front of us kept turning around. I'm like, you guys aren't wearing sunglasses. I can see that you're staring at us. But they just didn't say anything. Like, they would turn around trying to be slick, and I'm like, you're looking right at me. Like, I'm the one wearing sunglasses. You're not wearing sunglasses. I can see where your eyes are looking. But whatever. And then older people, like, that they look like they could be grandparents, or that they look like they could maybe be my parents' age, they were like, you guys got the right idea. Mm-hmm. We heard that so many times that day. You guys got the right idea. You guys got the right idea. And we're like, I know, this is amazing.
Because I've always argued in all the years that I've been an annual pass holder that parents, like, okay, I like to people watch.
Oh my God, yes. Disney is the best place to do this.
Yeah. Also at parties when you're sober. But at Disney, I people watch. And there are two things that always catch my attention. Obviously, adorable children, because kids are cute, but I'm always watching the parents. Like, you guys do not, that's not a vacation for you.
No, at all. It's at a lot of work.
You're working, I would argue that you're working three times as hard because you're lugging your kids mm-hmm. around. And then at the end, like, I see a lot of parents who want to stay until the park closes because they want their kid.
I don't do it.
Right.
I don't do it, but that's me because I love the fireworks and I'm a sucker for them.
Right.
And I
but
stay.
You, but they're like, okay, so let's say it's the end of the night and we're waiting for the monorail to leave to the transportation
ticketing center.
And
this is if you're leaving Magic Kingdom.
The kids are crying. You're fighting with your spouse. Mm-hmm. Your kids are probably sleeping on you and you've just fucking lapped the park probably twice, maybe three times.
Like, you hit over like 20,000 steps if you
easily
count your steps. Yeah.
And I can imagine like how exhausted I am at the end of the day at Disney, and then caring like a human and dealing with them being pissy or whatever. Yeah. Like, that is not a vacation for you guys.
It's not. No. It's really not.
That's why Thursday,
I went to the park. We went to the park on Thursday. This is why we didn't record on Friday, because I was driving back from Disney, guys. On Thursday, I hit 22,000 steps.
Yeah.
22,751 steps.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, see, I love my kid, and I've told you guys multiple times, because Neri's always like, let's go to Disney and let's go to this. And I go, I've hit my quota. I have like one or two trips a year, and that's it.
But are you guys annual pass holders?
Yes. It just comes out cheaper.
It does.
You make it up.
But if you do two trips and you go to two parks each trip, you made it up.
Like, and if we like to park hop while we're on our trips, and like sometimes what we'll do a lot of the times is that we'll go in the mornings to Animal Kingdom, and then Animal Kingdom to us is a morning park. We do like two or three things, and by noon we're done.
Well, there's also a lot of things in Animal Kingdom that our kids aren't tall enough for yet. Like dinosaur. I would not take my kids on dinosaur. I was terrified.
Won't go. Hasn't never been on a dinosaur.
Everest.
Everest is amazing.
Jeff loves that. I love it.
So Everest is fantastic, but my kids aren't tall enough for that yet. They would love it, but they're just not tall enough
for it. But see, that's what I'm saying, is that I think every parent deserves a trip to Disney or whatever, you know, whatever you like, but you should definitely vacation without your kids.
Oh, for sure.
At least I would venture to say twice a year. Once with your spouse,
mm-hmm.
once with just girlfriends, or if you're a boy listening to this with your
dudes,
boy space bar friends. So,
with your bros,
because I feel like that shit's healthy.
It is. Like, let me tell you, before Nathan was born, and a couple years after Nathan was born, also, we've always been big food and wine, drink around the world people.
I'm dying to go with the Mercantinis to the food and wine festival.
We're a big food and wine thing, so we've always done, you know, our drink around the world. We did it for years, big huge group of friends before we had kids. Funny enough, I used to do it every year with my group of friends, and I met somebody that used to do it every year with his group of friends, so it kind of worked out perfectly because we both enjoyed it. When Nathan was born, the first 2 years Nathan stayed home with my mom.
Right.
While we were away, because he was too little to go through that. And I don't want to be drunk mom.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take my kid to the park while I'm drinking, like getting hammered drinking. Mm-hmm. That's just not going to happen.
Yeah, because having one or two drinks is not going to get you drunk.
No, because I will go to Epcot now with Nathan, and we'll have a drink or two walking around. While Nathan's either in a stroller or whatever, because
Animal Kingdom has, a lemonade. It was lemonade. What did it have in it? It was lemonade, orange juice, and vodka, I think.
Oh, that sounds yummy.
So fucking good.
But yeah, so like we'll do that. And then finally, like the third, when he turned 3 and 4, like we went with my mom and we went with Jeff's parents last year. And what we did was we hung out the days before family trip.
Mm-hmm.
And then the day that we did Epcot for food and wine, Nathan stayed with my mom 1 year and then with Jeff's parents the other year. So we were able to just
do our thing.
Yeah, have fun.
And then that night, just come back. Either one night, he was back. We were back in the same room with him, but we weren't sloshy. And the last year, we went with Jeff's parents, and we had separate rooms. Yeah. So it was great, but I will tell you that
I shouldn't even be allowed to like have my phone when I'm drunk. I can't imagine like being responsible for tiny children. And
it's difficult.
Well, no, that's why I never do it. But so I remember that the first 2 years when we would leave Nathan at home, we would go to the park and like we always get there like the day before. So it was usually like we get there Friday, go to like the park or something. And then Saturday we would do Drink Around the World. In Epcot we do Food and Wine. And then Sunday come back home. Mm-hmm. So and sometimes we would come in on Thursdays depending how if it worked out. And like on Fridays, Jeff would always like grab his like group of friends. And they're like, oh, everybody that's early arrivers, let's go to MGM or let's go to Animal Kingdom or whatever. And Jeff would tell me, what do you want to do? And I'm like, no, go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay here at the hotel. He's like, what do you... By yourself? Yes.
Yes,
I'm going to stay by myself. I want to talk to no one.
Yeah.
That was the... When everybody would go to Horror Nights, and I don't like Horror Nights, because I just...
Horror movies are real. Yeah.
Well, scary movies are real, first of all. Fight me, but it's true. Hmm. Second of all, I personally, like, I don't... feel like I should pay somebody
to scare me
and stress me out all night. Like I could have stayed home for that. So after like 2 or 3 years, I started staying like back when they would go to Horror Nights, and it was amazing.
Are they making noise? I thought I heard noise.
No.
Okay. I thought I heard
no noise. I think Baloo ran into the potty thing.
Oh, possibly. Oh, that fucking potty. So okay, so the kids have like a little potty that they used to learn to potty train.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to take it out of the bathroom because one day Oliver decided to use it and not tell me. And he decided to pour the pee out of the little potty into the toilet. And there was pee everywhere. Yeah. So I took it out of the bathroom. And it is now in 3 pieces all over my house. And now the kids use the base, like a stepping stool, to reach the candy and like the snacks that I hide out of their reach so that they don't eat all of them.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
It really is. Another thing that
they do. That's good. It shows ingenuity.
Oh, no. Yeah. My kids are smart as shit. Another thing that we do, we have an Apple TV. And if you have an Apple TV, you know, like, the remote is tiny. It's like an inch wide and like 3 inches long.
Very easily lost.
Yeah. And it's black. So if you have a dark couch and your living room is dark or whatever, the lights are off, you cannot fucking see it. So what we started to do is when the kids are watching TV, we just leave it on the very, very top shelf, like on the top of the IKEA book rack, the bookshelf that's like 5 or 6 shelves high, because we always put it in the same place. We know that's where it is so that we don't lose it, and so the kids can't change the channel 1,500 times. My kids have started grabbing brooms to knock it off of the top of the bookcase so that they can change the movie that they're watching.
But Sophie started that.
I'm sure she did, but Oliver now does it too because fuck you and your bookcase, mom. So yeah, so the kids are fucking smart as shit. But back to going to Disney alone, my friend Patty and I were laughing because we were like, what bag are we gonna take? Like, what are we gonna bring with us? I'm like, at first I was like, oh, I'm gonna bring my Yeti with me because it holds ice, you know, so I have we can always have cold water, we just refill it at a water fountain or whatever. And then I was like, but I have the big one. I have like the 32-ounce one. I'm like, I'm not going to have anywhere to put it. And I'm going to have to hold it in my hands the whole time. Because I'm not going to have my stroller.
No,
not doing it. So I didn't bring it. So it was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to carry everything. Like, we considered getting a locker, but we didn't end up doing that. But yeah, we got, like, we were waiting for the tram. And we're like, did you see how fast we got out of the car? Like, we just got out of the car and walked to the tram. Like... We didn't have to stop, and we didn't have to unbuckle anybody and put their shoes on. And oh shit, we gotta change a diaper, or we gotta change a shirt because the shirt got dirty already. And oh, did you bring your toy? No, leave that toy in the car, because if you lose your toy, I'm not gonna buy another toy.
Have you ever like parked your car and gotten your kids out of the car and they start crying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that. First thing in the morning. Again, I'm not a parent, so I don't have a parent brain. But I'm walking by and I'm like, what the fuck are you sad about, kid? You're in fucking Disney World.
A lot of times, I mean, if you get to the park right when they open, sometimes kids are still sleeping.
That's what they tell me.
They're crabby, or they fell asleep in the car, and then you get them out and they're crying or whatever. But I was just telling Missy Christy that when we got to the park, we just like parked and got out of the car and walked straight to the tram.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
And we were like standing waiting for the tram and we're like, did you see how fast we got out of the car? And we were laughing because I'm like, my hands feel empty because we didn't have to push a stroller. And we didn't have to hold anybody's hand. And we were just there. Like,
well, that's one of the other things before I left, I was going to tell you. So not only, so Jeff would go to the park and I would say, no, I'm going to be by myself. And then I would like, I'll meet you at the park later. And he was like, are you sure you're going to know how to find us? I'm like, I can find you anywhere. Don't worry about that. I got your ass on low, Jack. It's okay.
I'll find you.
Well, no, I'm really good. And you'll see when we go to convention together, I can find Jeff even without phones. Like, I can have a homing beacon. I know where he usually will be.
You hear that, Jeffrey?
Oh, he knows it. He knows he can wander off.
She got, and I will always find him.
But and I would love,
or you can just like log on to your bank and just see where he spent money and then just go find.
No, actually, the card that he uses, we use a Discover card whenever we're there because it has an amazing app that like every single time he uses it, it sends me a message.
Right.
Like PayPal.
Yeah. But so, and I would tell him, oh, yeah, I'll meet you. And then like around 3 o'clock or whatever, I would get my little, if I felt like it, I'll get a little bag. Nothing crazy. No book bag, no nothing. Either a little bag or I wouldn't even bother. Put a phone in my pocket, mm-hmm. had my magic bands on.
Yeah, because with your magic band, you don't even need a wallet.
And then I would just go and I would get on the little boat that would take us to MGM from the hotel because we were staying at the Dolphin. Mm-hmm. Get on the little boat, go to MGM, walk in 2 seconds, not have to wait for anybody's fingers to work.
Yes. Know? Oh, my God.
Because between my mom and Nathan and like putting the thumbs down and making sure, and then walking in, and I was just like, la la la, I'm just like walking into the park, not pushing a stroller.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it they don't nice?
Have, there's no bag check. What bag check?
I don't have a bag.
I can just walk right through. Oh my God. And then I would, oh, there was times and I was like, fuck, they found me.
I was like, I just wanted to be here by myself.
I was planning to like avoid you guys for like another 45 minutes. I was going to walk around. Not even go on a ride. Just like,
just walk. Just do it.
I want to go through the stores.
What we loved the most of this trip was that we had a reservation for lunch and we were standing in line and we were like, but that pizza we walked past like 2 minutes ago looked so good. Like, do you really want to sit down or do you want to just go get a pizza? Fuck this reservation. Let's just go get a pizza. And we just left. Like, we left the reservation and we went and we got a pizza. Then we did another ride. And then we went and we got barbecue. And then we got a couple drinks. And then we sat there for like 10 minutes just staring at Everest across the lake. And I'm like,
good on you.
And we were just sitting there in silence. Like, there was big chunks of the day where neither one of us said a word. I'm like, I'm just walking here next to my friend quietly.
Yay.
And the best part was like, okay, not the best part, but like, I woke up at 3 because Sophie was coughing. Like, what we did was we left Thursday morning from her house. We left at 6 a.m. to Orlando. We got to the park at 10:30. And that's because we stopped to go to the bathroom and we stopped at Chick-fil-A to get chicken minis for breakfast. Like, those were our two stops. And we still got to the park at 10:30. So we get there and we're like walking around, we're doing all this stuff, and then we're like, oh, let's go see the Finding Nemo show, because last time she went, she had to leave because her daughter got scared of the show. So we're like, let's go see the Finding Nemo show. We sit down. We didn't say a word the whole show because the two of us were like nodding off. We're like sitting here like, at one point she did look over at me and she goes, what would happen if we just fell asleep and the show ended and we just stayed here sleeping? Do you think they'd wake us up?
Wait, this is the show where they do like
it's a stage show.
The stage show. They're like puppets. It's like
oh, that's at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
Oh yes, I know what you're talking about.
It's not the Nemo ride.
No, that's an Epcot.
There's a show inside the aquarium.
No, that's like
that's
Turtle Talk with Crush,
and that's at Epcot.
That's at Epcot. That's all in the Epcot. Right after you get off the Nemo ride.
Yes.
Well, the song, the Big Blue World song at the end of the stage show is the song at the end of the Nemo ride.
It's like they know what they're doing.
I know. It's like they've done this shit before.
Which, by the way, FYI for anybody interested.
It's a big blue world. Sorry.
Epcot has one of the creepiest bathrooms. I have found it.
Which one?
The one around the corner in the dark, like little abyss after you get out of Figment.
Agreed. I never go to that thing alone.
We went because
Nathan
was like, oh, mommy, I gotta go pee-pee. Mommy, I gotta go pee-pee. That's where we got out of Figment because Nathan loves, like, Epcot we are training our son well, has become one of Nathan's like go-to parks. Because like Nathan, really, we pushed him towards Magic Kingdom, Animal King. I mean, MGM, Animal Kingdom, and Epcot. We avoid Magic Kingdom like the plague.
Yeah, I hadn't been to Magic Kingdom on a weekend in a really long time, and then I went with my mom, and it was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, we did it on like a Wednesday.
Just your mom, or
with
mom
it was
kids?
With my mom and the kids. Well, yeah, the last time I went, that I went with my mom and the kids, I had to make the line in the ticketing center because I had just renewed Sophie's annual pass, and I had bought my mom the Florida resident pass, and because I bought the Florida resident pass, I had to show proof of residency. Mm-hmm. So that line was like an hour and a half to make that line. Then it was like another hour and a half line to get just to get on the monorail. It took, honestly, it took almost 4 hours before we even set foot in the park.
We got lucky because my mom, we did the same pass for her for this last trip, but since we started the weekend at Animal Kingdom,
yeah,
so the line we had to get in for her was Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, I had picked Magic Kingdom because my mom hadn't been there in so long, and I know that she really loves Magic Kingdom. Had I thought, like, you know, use my two brain cells and rub them together, I would have thought maybe we should go to a different park. But next time we go, we're gonna go to a different park. But yeah, like, Magic Kingdom on a weekend is a no-go.
You know, we try to avoid it.
Oh, there was also a cheerleading competition that weekend, so it was extra bad.
No, yeah, we try to avoid. And Nathan, for the first 4 years, didn't know that Magic Kingdom existed. To him, MGM, Animal Kingdom, and Epcot was Disney.
Well, Sophie's first trip ever was to Magic Kingdom, but it was to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. So we got there at, like, 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and the park was almost empty because that's why I love those parties, because it's a limited number of tickets and it's just half the night, so it's not as crazy as like a regular day.
Yeah, we took him for the first time this October that just passed with Jeff's parents, and he went to we went on a Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, that's when you
so it was a it was a decent day there. But like this trip, we went on Friday and we spent like half a day there, and then we just left because we are one of those people. 5 o'clock, we're out.
Yeah,
like we're basically 5-6 o'clock. If we can do it, we're out, because then we go eat someplace else.
Yeah,
like we usually won't have dinner at Disney. Like, but we're also one of those stay on property people. Yeah. We're a stay on property family. If we can do it, we would prefer just to not drive our car at all the weekend. But yeah, like. So Nathan didn't. So we've trained him really well in Epcot, and like Epcot, because it has Nemo, it has Figment, which he loves.
I just did Figment for the first time on Friday.
Oh, he loves Figment, and riding it with
Figment
Jeff is
my nap time to what the Hall of Presidents used to be my nap time. Imagine.
Yeah, no, Nathan got to ride Soarin' for the first time.
Oh, did he like it?
Did he like it?
Loved it.
I love Soarin'.
Loved it. Okay, maybe let me. Well, I'll get back to this. Remind me about Soarin', because I have a Jeff complaint. So we get out of Figment, and since we had gone that morning, we did Dinosaur World.
Mm-hmm.
So we had gone to Dinosaur World around like 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. We got back to Orlando from Plant City,
mm-hmm.
went to Epcot, got reservations at La Cellar, the Canadian.
We have reservations for there in May.
Oh my gosh.
It was amazing. We've never been able to get like reservations there or had like a time. And I was a little bit worried because we were bringing Nathan. And I was like, okay, well, luckily he napped in the car on the way back from Dino World. So I was like, okay, good. And then I was like, oh, I don't know how he's going to behave. And this is like, I'm like, it's Disney, but it's still like a nice-ish restaurant. So I was just hoping that he wouldn't like, you know, be super cranky and stuff like that. But no, he behaved great. We had a great lunch. So it was already like 4 o'clock when we actually...
I can't imagine Nate cranky.
Oh yeah, it's bad. It's cute. He's but so it's still cute. Annoying.
Everybody's so cute.
He's like, he gets cranky. When he gets cranky, he just doesn't want to listen. And everything like hurts his feelings. Like everything is like, you have offended him to the core.
Huh.
Yeah. So we went past, so it was like 4 o'clock by the time like we actually went to, we went straight to the World Showcase because we had some friends that were there. Well, we were in the World Showcase. We were in Epcot. We went over to London to meet up with some friends because that they were there. And we were only going to be with them for like we ended up being with them like for an hour as they figured out some stuff. And we lost my mom in France with my friend's mom. Which is kind of amusing.
That sounds Like, that's a fun sentence.
Yeah.
I lost my mom in France, but I found her in Germany.
Yeah. Like, she was looking for some perfume, so she, like, wandered off. And my son luckily found my friend's kid, and he just followed Aiden all over the place, because literally anything Aiden would do, he would just follow along. It was hysterical.
Is Aiden older?
Aiden's 13. 12. Gonna turn 13. Speaking and Aiden's great with little kids, so Nathan loves him. And so, like, finally by the time that they left and everything, and we decided, okay, well, let's go. We went, because we like riding the Mexico fake It's a Small World.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That ride is always a blur to me, because I always skip breakfast when I know I'm doing Epcot. So that margarita hits a home run right away.
We like
and
that ride.
And it happens to all
the
of us.
The ride is really cute.
It happens to all of us. So, like, we'll get the drink, and then we're like, we need to sit down for a bit, and we'll make the line for the Mexico ride.
Yeah, so we go in the Mexico ride, and then it was already starting, because it was pre-daylight savings. So 6 o'clock, it was already starting to get dark.
Yeah.
So we go, and we went over to Figment. We get into Figment. When we walk out of Figment, it's fucking pitch black. Like, it's already dark. It was like 6:45, almost 7 o'clock. And Nathan's like, Mommy, I gotta go pee-pee. I'm like, okay, Papa, let's go. And so we asked the guy at the thing. I'm like, where's the closest restroom from here? He goes, well, you can go to Soarin'. There's one there. Or right here around the corner, there's one. And I don't remember that one. So I was like, okay, right over there? Okay. I start walking with Nathan and my mom. Because Jeff had gone...
Because it's like hidden something between like the wheelchair ramp,
yeah.
Oh no, and some hedges.
Yeah, no. Jeff had Nathan. I think no. My mom. Let me take this back. My other child said she had to pee. It was my mom that said she had to go to the bathroom. So I went with my mom.
Oh, yeah, I have one of those.
Yeah. So my mom said she had to go to the bathroom. So Jeff was with Nathan. So we walk around, and me and mom are just walking, and I call Jeff, and I'm like, I'm about to walk to the sketchiest bathroom in Epcot. He's like, are you serious? I'm like, yes. It's fucking pitch black. Just follow this way. And hopefully you'll find it. And he came around, like, we went to the bathroom, and I walk outside, and all I see is Jeff with Nathan going, where the fuck are we? He's like, what is this? I go, I don't know. I'm assuming this is better in the daytime.
Probably.
But like,
yeah, but even during the daytime, it's Creep Avenue.
Like, it's around the corner of Figment. Mm-hmm. And there's like a bush and like the area, and then like you make a U-turn kind of deal into where
it's definitely got a vibe where like you could film like an after school special. You could film an after school special about Stranger Danger in those 10 square feet.
And then my mom was in the bathroom, and then Jeff was like, okay, well, I have to go to the bathroom.
And I'm an adult. I can't imagine a child being like, Mommy.
Oh no, because my kid has no fear of nothing. So he was like, oh, Mommy. He was like wanting to run around, and I'm like, no, Nathan, you sit in this bench and you just sit next to Mommy. You don't move.
Do not move.
But then we took him over to we went over to Soarin', and we got him measured, and they're like, oh yeah, he's tall enough, he can ride this ride if you want to.
So cute.
And Jeff was like, do you think we should put him on it? And this is that, and I don't know. And blah, 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 blah. Same man that 2 hours before was arguing with me, because he's like, Nathan could ride Test Track.
I'm gonna be the Britney uncomfortable gift right now and just fade out. I'm fading.
And he's like, what do you mean? And I've had other people tell me it's not a hard. I'm like, no, the inside's fine, but the second it like shoots out at the end, like, it's my really kid's gonna bad. Break like his neck.
No, it's really not that bad, to be honest. I mean, I did it with Sophie the last time we took her with Neri, so I think last September.
Yeah, I just want a little bit more age height. To him and height.
I mean, it's really not that terrible. In Nathan's credit, he would love it.
Oh no, Nathan's
in the fast car, he would love it.
Yeah, I just wasn't sold. I wasn't sold. And so we go in the line for Soarin', and my asshole husband. So
Can
we're in the
BFF
line.
Jeffrey?
Yeah, we're in the line.
Asshole?
Oh no, he was, because he's a dick.
I know, but I love it.
Because we're waiting and we're getting in the line, and like we had fast passes, so there wasn't a long line. But they have built the Soarin' entrance to accommodate like a 7-hour line.
Yeah,
so it's like, and walk this way, and turn this way, and turn this way.
Yeah, it's definitely like, if you have claustrophobia, like. meditate while you're in that line, even if you have a fast pass.
No, but and it's even like a good 10-minute walk.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Without even,
and that's before you have to wait for them to put you, sort you in your rows.
Yeah, so it'll take forever to like get there. So we finally, as we're walking there, so my mom has never been on Soarin' either, and Jeff's like, you know,
did he have the cheesy potato soup right before?
No, thank God. He did, but long enough that we were good. But like, he was like, yeah, because you know, and you fly over this and this and that and blah, blah, blah. My mom's like, I don't know, should I write this? Like, getting super freaked out about it.
So Jeff was like getting in your mom's head?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Come on, nobody's Jeffrey. Gonna top what my uncle did to me the first time I ever went on Space Mountain. I was like terrified because I was 7 or 8 years old the first time I went on Space Mountain, and I was freaking out because the line is dark. Like once you get inside, Space Mountain. Like once you get inside, the queue is just dark. Like you're in space. You're on a spaceship in space. It's dark, and I'm fucking terrified because I've never been on this ride before. I have no idea what I'm getting myself into. All I keep hearing is that it's a roller coaster and it's really fun. And then I realize that it's an inline roller coaster. So, like, nobody sits next to you. And even to this day, I still feel like I need to sit next to somebody if I'm scared because I want to hold on to somebody.
Yeah, it's science.
So, I love Space Mountain. It's one of my favorites. But, like, I hate that I don't get to sit next to anybody. Yeah. I have to sit either in front of or behind them. So I'm like low-key freaking out with my cousins and my uncle. My parents weren't on this trip, and I'm like low-key freaking out. I tell my younger cousin, sees me, like, I decided to sit on the floor and I just wasn't talking to anybody because I was for real freaking out. And she's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I'm really scared. I've never been on this before. I don't like it. I don't know what's going on, whatever. Probably not as eloquently because I was 7, but I told her I was scared and I didn't want to do it. And so my uncle, she tells her dad, and he like crouches down on my level and he's like, what's going on? So he's like talking to me, and then he goes, don't worry, Vanessa, I'll sit behind you, so if you fall out, I'll catch you. And I was like, I cried the rest of the line. I was crying, and they still made me get on the real fucking
How
roller coaster.
Old are you?
I was like 6 or 7 years old. So it was probably
Come
like
on,
Sophie's
Dio,
age.
That's not nice.
Yeah, but that's how all my uncles are. But he like said that shit to me, and I was like, like, I don't want to do this anymore. And after the fact, he was like, did you die? Like, he was pretty much
but
like,
did you die?
Yeah. And now it's my favorite. But
yeah, no. Okay,
it
but
it was triggering.
Okay,
Vanessa,
but
it's triggered.
I'm not even that crazy about Space Mountain. Please don't
Space
kill
Mountain.
Me. But I don't, because I just feel like, even though you're secure,
I always feel like I'm going to hit my head on the track.
Yes.
Always.
Like,
even I was 7 years old, I always felt like the track was just too close to
me.
That's
me at the Hulk ride.
The Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yes. The Hulk in Universal. I do not go on that ride without
a helmet,
walking out of it and having a headache for like a good like 45 minutes after that part.
One time my head bobbed so much that like my earring pierced like I stabbed me a little bit. So but then I just take my earrings off. Science.
Like Jeff says that I have some like bad head positioning during it or something.
No, but that happened to me not recently, but the first time I went on Space Mountain with Neri, I got off and I was like, yeah, I'm too old for roller coasters because I got a headache from the roller coaster. But it was just that one time.
I think
I was just hungry.
Space Mountain makes me like a little woozy, and I don't completely trust it because at least in the Hulk and like the Rock and Roller Coaster, mm-hmm. you have like the over your body thing, so which you don't have in Space Mountain.
You also don't have it on Thunder Mountain or Everest.
Yeah, but it's in the open air.
True.
I kind of want to see where I'm going to die.
I want to see the track coming up.
I don't like cliffhangers.
Like Rip Ride Rocket. Like the Rip Ride roller coaster
I
love that.
Oh,
but
my God,
there's like security. Like I feel like there's like these big.
If we didn't have the thing that goes over your chest area or your abdomen,
the shoulder,
then I wouldn't be as into it. But because I feel like I'm a little bit more secure, then I've done that ride like 4 times back to back.
I tried to kill my niece on that ride because we took my nieces to Universal. Like, we've taken them a couple of times. Yeah, no, and we put her in the, like, I grab one of them and Jeff gets the other one and we put him next to us in the Rip Ride Rocket, and all I'm doing is like grabbing the bar and just like shoving it into her. I'm like, no, make sure that's tight. Pull on it. You can breathe? No. push it down further, suck it in, push it all the way, one more click. There should be one more click. And like, she's like, but Thea, I go, you are not mine.
Yeah. I have to give you back to someone.
As I like to tell when I'm taking care of kids, even if it's for 10 seconds, you are a rental. I need to return you in the same condition that you were given to me. Whatever happens to you before or after, not my problem. But while you're under my care, I will fight my grandmother for you because I'm not about to return you in any other way than how I found you.
Yeah, I was dying. I was like, oh my God, no. And like Jeff and my other niece, the fearless one, was like, let's go. And blah, blah, blah. There's so much fun. And it was like, Thea tried to kill me. Like, I couldn't breathe.
Well, that's like my grandparents. When my grandparents took us to Disney, I was 13, 14 years old. So my youngest cousin that went with us was 7. And they took 4 of us to Disney between 7 and 14.
God bless them.
Yeah. And they said that was the last time they were ever going to do that. And I don't blame them. We went like in August and it was hot as balls. But my grandma didn't go on any of the rides. Like, she was just like, I'll just wait. The four of us would stand in line by ourselves because I was old enough to like watch them. And I don't remember acting out in the lines, but again, I don't remember. So, but we were in Magic Kingdom and I was trying to convince her to go on a ride. And I'm like, let's go on Pirates because it's a boat ride. It's cool. You can sit, you know, it's not like you don't even have a seatbelt on that ride. Like, it's a boat ride. It's like Small World, but it's just Pirates. So she was like, are you sure there's no drops? There's nothing scary. And I'm like, no, it's just a boat ride. But it had been a while and I forgot that Pirates has
a drop. There's like a little drop.
It's a little drop.
Oh, man, when you're done with that pirate story, I have a pirate story. Go ahead.
So it's a little drop. It's not, but it's in complete blackness. It's like pitch dark, so you can't see. So we're like on the ride.
Is blackness a word? Pitch blackness.
No, it's pitch black and darkness. And I kind of merged them all together.
How do words become words if you people don't invent them? Bootylicious wasn't a word, and now it's in the Oxford Dictionary.
Exactly. Thank you, Beyonce.
Proceed.
Anyway.
So regardless.
That's in the Miami Oxford Dictionary.
I have a whole like Facebook post. Like, there's one that it is in the dictionary because it is not used in our dialect, but there is dialects that use it. It's basically to shut down a conversation.
Right. The way that everyone in Miami uses it.
No, we use it.
Wrong.
Like, basically, you're supposed to be like, I want to go here.
Regardless of your arguments, this is the end.
Like, if you would be asking me, I want to go here, I want to go, let me go. Regardless, you're not going. No, but I really want to go. Regardless of who's taking you, whose mother's going to be there, you're not going. Da-da-da-da. Irregardless, you're not going.
Yeah.
It's okay. A show people. Oh,
it's a real word.
It's a real word. This is a thing.
I didn't know that, but okay.
See, so, you live and you learn.
Yeah, my friends teach me all the time.
So we were on the ride and we're like, you know, floating through the Caribbean, and we're getting to the drop, and we happened to be sitting in the front row. Was me, my youngest cousin, and my grandfather, and then in the second row was my brother, and then my youngest cousin's older sister and my grandma. And we're getting there and I'm like, fuck my life, there's a drop coming.
Yeah.
I didn't say a word to anybody because I was like, oops. So we hit the drop, we go down, and we like come into the light, and I turn around and I see my poor grandma. She had one grandchild on each side, clawing their thighs. like death grip on my cousin and my brother, and her eyes were so big and her hair was like blown back because she has like the short old lady hair, so her hair was like blown back, and I'm like, this bitch is gonna kill me. And I was like, oh my God, Nona, are you okay? I'm so sorry.
Poor Nona.
Yeah, and then she said that she was never doing that shit ever again. Like, poor thing also got scared by Rafiki, which is another story.
Do tell.
We were waiting in line for Rafiki, and was it Rafiki or Louie? It might have been King Louie and Baloo. I don't remember, but one of those. And she had her back to the characters, and they walked right up to her, And then I guess I tapped her on the shoulder and she turned around and there was a big giant creature in her face. And I think she almost had a heart attack.
Poor thing.
Yeah, she did not have a good trip.
So,
I can't blame her for saying that she was never going to take us back.
The pirates story that I have is that my little cousin, like, I want to say 3 or 4 years ago, she was having problems. Not problems, but she was having like a challenging behavioral year. Like,
right.
She wouldn't just shut up. And so, since I have such a special relationship with her, I promised her, this was like in November of 1 year, I was like, if you turn your grades around the next time that you go to Disney, I promise that I'll make sure to, you know, to go with you. Man, for 6 months, every time I saw her, she'd be like, Missy, I've improved my conduct. Missy, look at my progress report. She would grab her mom's phone and call me and tell me every week. And finally, she picked to go for her birthday in May.
Oh, no.
But because I love her and my little cousins, I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to have to do it. So we went. And we were having a great day. Like, I had never been to Disney with them before. Well, technically, both of them were there. Like, her older sister, Sabrina, was there too, my other cousin. But my older cousin is, like, a daredevil. So she was riding all the roller coasters with my uncle.
Right.
And Amelia was, like, 5 or 6 years old. She wasn't into it yet. And I hung back with her, obviously, because it was for her birthday. And so, at the time, we were getting ready to get to make the line for Pirates. And she's a kid. Like, I could imagine, I put myself in that position. You can't intellectualize it. This is, nothing's going to happen to you. But it does, like, the line to Pirates is very gloomy.
Yeah. So it puts you in the mind frame of the ride.
Movie,
yeah.
The ride. So I had initially,
which I think Disney does a great job with those rides, with the lines that are themed. They do a very, very good job, especially with like the Nemo one and the Little Mermaid, where like the Toy Story ones are all fantastic.
Oh, yeah. But then so I had stopped her before we went in and I said to her, listen, I'm gonna do this ride. Stay here with your mom because I don't think you're gonna like this ride. So just give me, like, we had fast passes. I was like, give me 10-15 minutes and I'll be back, because the whole point was that she wanted to spend the day with me at Magic Kingdom. That was a promise, and I would do anything for them. So but then I saw her kind of hesitating. She's like, no, I want to go. And I said, are you sure? Because just know that it's a little dark, but nothing's going to happen to you. I'm here. Your mom is here, whatever. She's like, no, I want to go. So we're doing the line and I'm like trying to talk her through. And I'm like, look, you see, that's empty, but nothing's there. Like trying to talk her through it. We made it all the way onto the ride. We're sitting on the ride. They're about to hit the button to make the little boat go. And she pops up and she goes, I don't want to do it.
Oh,
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. And I go, are you sure? She goes, I don't want to do it. And I said, I'll get up. And she goes, no, mom, I don't want to do it. Flipped out.
Poor
like
thing.
To the thing that everybody was looking at us. And I was like, Amelia, it's okay. You still have time. You know, and I signaled the cast member. And I was like, just give me a second. And I'm like, just, I'll get down with you, you know? And she goes, no, mom. And we had sat all the way to the farthest in that you could. And it was me and her and then three strangers. And Amelia, like, jumped over them and was like, fuck this. And she's like, I don't know who's getting off with me, but I'm not doing this ride. And then my aunt was like, you just go. It's fine. I'll take care. Because she was flipping out. Understandably, because it's very gloomy.
Yeah, they set the mood. So they did the same thing to me.
And when we sat down, I had the thought. I'm like, oh, fuck. Do I tell her about the drop or do I just traumatize her and like let her work it out with the therapist later?
Let her live it.
And but it didn't even matter because she didn't even make it through it. And then afterwards, she's like, she felt bad. And
poor
I was like,
thing.
Don't feel bad. Like, it's worst, you know, and I like bought her a Mickey bar and I was like, here, have some sugar, get over it. But it was like so funny because I could see like just the love of a kid. Like, she wanted to do it because she, like, we're tied to the hip when we mm-hmm. get together. So she wanted to like be brave and like, you know, not miss out, but poor thing couldn't get herself to do it. So now I try to like pep talk her. We started reading the Harry Potter books together, and I'm trying to, she needs to grow a little bit more before she can get it, but I'm already talking up the rides in Universal yeah. for her, because even though they're fun, but for a kid, they're, I think they're scary. Much.
Yeah.
So, but she's like hell bent on doing them. And so I'm like, but
I think they're kind of intense. Like the Gringotts one and the Hogwarts Castle.
Or yeah. Both of those are intense. They're too intense for my mom.
They're really intense.
So the sleepy stick was too intense for your mom.
My mom thinks the sleepy stick is
there's
like
the sleepy stick. I know that she puts on her mom used it one time. She was like, nope, that's too strong for me.
Like passive, but now when she like can't sleep, she'll use it.
It's like a lavender. It's a lavender. Oh,
I see you're saying. Well, so, but yeah, I really enjoyed that trip. For a long time, I had a problem going to Disney trips because I went too often where I didn't miss. Like now I haven't been since September, so I'm super excited to go in April.
Right.
But there wasn't enough time between trips for me to really miss it, where it just became like a drag to go.
Yeah.
On top of that, like I'm not in the best shape, and it's like a truck. It's hits a workout. You.
Yeah.
So, but for a little, like just to see the little kids, like I love walking into Magic. I know I sound like a creeper, people that are listening, but I mean this in a very like not creeper way. But like when you walk into Magic Kingdom, you guys have kids, so I'm sure you've seen it. I always watch like the little kids that are going to turn the corner and see the castle for the first time.
I love that.
Because they flip their shit. They cannot believe that they're like at Disney World. And this is because it's like impactful.
It is impactful. The first time I took Sophie, like Neri was taking pictures of us from behind. And thank God he didn't see my face because I was holding back tears.
I was
holding Sophie and I was like, oh my God, I'm holding my daughter and she was dressed like Snow White. And I'm like, we're walking in, or like, I'm getting goosebumps remembering it. We're walking and looking at the castle. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing.
So much fun. Like, yeah,
it's
think
really fun.
I had it. I, that day that I went with them. What?
Please don't laugh into your mic, Christy. It's fine.
Sorry, I'm trying not. She's laughing. I'm trying to be a supportive friend. And not laugh at you.
Girl. When you have a girl, you'll get it.
I'll fight you.
Well, guys, I already said it, that all three of the mamas are getting pregnant this year. And if I turn out to be right, I might die because they might stone me to death. But I'm standing by my truth. I've told Stephanie she's having twins, but you guys are just going to get one in one.
The medium told her she was having twins, too.
Well, if the medium tells
and her mom had a dream about it. So that's, she's three for three.
She's going to have, I'm like, I go, watch, bitch, even if you tell me, even if you get pregnant on December 31st of this year, I was still right.
Yeah.
You got pregnant this year.
So many people lately are asking me when I'm not my other kid. I'm like, shut up. I'm like, people,
leave my vagina alone. I encourage everyone to have kids.
Why are some people so much concerned with things going in my vagina and coming out of it?
Okay. I'm not that committed to it. I just want when you share pictures of Nate when he was a chunky, delicious, like
she wants another Nate for
fat
her
baby.
Sorry, babe, oh you weren't God. Around for it.
Well, have another one. I need a do over.
Vanessa got to see it.
I did.
Don't rub it in.
Such when a you fatty, share, like,
oh, fat yeah, Steph didn't get it either. Just me. No. I feel so special.
Fat he was babies so, are like, my kryptonite.
Listen, I'm not saying that my kid is the cutest because we make some good looking kids we in do. Our bunch, but mine was definitely.
He was so yummy.
Oh my the, God.
Like, just the definition of a butterball child.
Also, oh, like, speaking of crying. I remember when you went into labor and Neri was like, oh my God, Christy's in labor. So like he was telling me and keeping me updated and I kept like checking your Facebook for a post. And then I found out like all the shit that you went through with your labor. And then I saw the picture of you like kind of like with your head tilted back, just like mid sob. I was sitting at my desk. I was like, oh my God, I had her baby and it's so beautiful. I think I was pregnant already, so it was kind of like extra emotional. But I'm like,
yeah.
No, I wasn't pregnant.
No, you were not.
I was
it
not.
Was coming.
I got pregnant in
it was coming
January. Yeah, I got pregnant like 2 weeks after that, so thank you. I mean, yeah. You
but so you heard it here first, they're all gonna get pregnant at the same time. I want everyone. I'm not that invested in your insides. I just want.
She just wants us to pop out some children for
yeah,
her to play
man,
with.
It's so much fun.
I mean, I'll do I it if she you, babysits.
I will. I'll even pay for their college.
You guys, we got that on record.
I would.
Not gonna lie.
I'll sign over my life insurance policy to them. I'll put them through college. I don't give. Just give me fat babies to play with. And they smell so good.
Yeah, they do.
Again, I'm not a creep, guys, but they really do.
They really do. Babies smell amazing.
I think all four of your kids, like you, between you two, you have three, but including Link, who's my godson, all four of your kids are like, so much fun to watch grow up.
They
like, okay, I don't know if you're gonna want to share this the video, but Nate.
Oh, we should share it. It's really cute.
Nate got mad at me, listeners, because
well, I have it on my Instagram. We can definitely put it on Mama's.
Because so here's what happened, guys.
Oh, that one. I thought you were talking about the dancing. We have
both. That was the other one. But on Friday, I mentioned in our group chat. Like, it was the first thing in the morning. I still had eye boogers, but of course I needed to talk to my friends. And
well, how
I
else
mentioned,
you start your day?
Yeah. And then I mentioned that I thought I couldn't get past the scene in Boss Baby when they're all the, like, the naked baby butts, which cracked me up, but then I couldn't make it through the rest of the movie. So I mentioned, like, I just couldn't get through it, whatever. Like, not even 3 minutes later, Christy sends a video, like I think it's like a 10-second video.
Like six.
She has Nate on her lap and she goes, you know what, Nate? And Nate has like a hat on him, like he's wearing a hat for some reason at 6:30 in the morning.
He was trying on his St. Patrick's Day hat.
There you go. So she sits Nate on her lap and she goes, you know what, Nate? DT Missy does not like Boss Baby. And that delicious kid
reacted so
had
perfect.
Like a baby gasp. And then he covers his face like he couldn't believe his eyeballs.
I think you can get the gasp.
Hang on, let me start it over.
You know what? Missy hates Boss Baby.
And he's covering
and he covers his head.
Missy hates Boss Baby.
He covers his face.
I kind of heard it a little bit. I'll turn it
and off. I was like, oh my gosh. And then I was like, wait, no. Tell him I'll watch it with him. Tell him I'll come over and watch it with him. And then it was like became this thing. And I really hope that it goes viral and it like goes on Jimmy Kimmel or something. Because it deserves to like that is just a like you could not have orchestrated.
It was so
that
good.
Was like from the heart. He was like, what the fuck, DT Missy? Like, Boss Baby's amazing.
Yeah, like you hurt his feelings. Like,
I
you hurt
did.
His soul.
The thing is, he's been playing with it. The thing is that the hat's a little bit big. So he was playing with it all morning. So when I sat him on top of me, I didn't expect him to do that. God, and that was just great.
It was so perfect. It was the perfect reaction. Like, I don't even want to look at you right now.
I can't. And just like the video, Vanessa, that you sent.
The top right is what she's talking about.
The video. Aww.
You found the picture.
Yeah. I just showed
doesn't it like
this.
Just tug at your heartstrings? Like you, she worked hard for that kid.
Yeah.
Like she was.
I know, but obviously, yeah. And your face and Nate's fresh out of the oven. And look at Jeff being a good dad and husband.
Yeah, Missy seeing the picture of me That's like so seconds after Nathan's been born.
So then today. I'm obsessed with all of your families. So today, Vanessa sent... This is my life, guys, that are listening. Like, I just wait for these funny-ass stories or these videos to come through. So then, Vanessa today at, like, 4:30 sends this video of Sophie at the Target bathroom. And she had washed her hands, apparently, and decided that instead of putting her hands under the air dryer, she was going to put her face... And it's fucking amazing. She didn't do it once. She did it twice.
She did it like four times.
She did it like three or four times. And I'm like, she said, Vanessa has sent it to us. She's like, with the caption of weirdo. And I was like, hold up. Because I read somewhere that Steve Jobs used to do the same thing. We're going to be fine.
Oh, yeah. No, she's going to be fine.
And Ollie, like Oliver, knows he's adorable.
Oh, for sure. Let me see. Oh my God, Melo, como look at those guys, bro.
She's Christy's torturing me with baby pictures of Nate. He looks like a baby ate a turkey.
Yeah.
Or he looks like a little Michelin man.
Like, he's so, like, because the thing is that Oliver was always like a chunky kid because he was also big. But I think it's because Nathan was longer than him.
I think so.
So there was just more.
There was more of him
chunk to see. Yeah. Because in Oliver, a lot of it was covered with like his onesies or his like. But like Nathan's like overflowed.
Yeah. So yeah, because his arms were big, his legs, his fucking calves are huge. Like he, oh, que rico. He was so.
And
yummy.
He has like this little old viejito vibe to him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
He does.
I'm just upset. Like, keep having kids, guys.
All right. Please hold.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh. All right, vamonos.
Okay, vamonos.
Come on, everybody, let's go.
I don't know those words.
But have our babies. Thanks so much for holding. We're back. Sorry, I've been told that I do a voice. I apologize.
You don't do a voice?
Yeah.
A voice
if you listen to the last Mamas with Stephanie and Neri, Neri's like, why'd you do that voice? And apparently I do that voice all the time.
Don't steal her magic, Neri.
Seriously.
Is it a happy voice?
It was the voice I just did.
Her peppy cheerleader voice.
Yeah, sorry.
And I hate cheerleaders, but I support my friend's peppiness. So I have a question for the moms in the room. So moms are like for real superheroes, right? Like you make humans.
Agreed.
They come out of you. They
make
feed
milk.
Them. And then our bodies like hosts. The male parts, like, we're fucking magic, right? But I feel like if you're a mom...
I agree, though. Fucking... I'm sorry. Like,
no, I get it.
The science of breast milk is amazing because breast milk changes to... Like, Missy's face is amazing right now.
I'm getting educated.
But breast milk changes depending on what the baby needs. So, like, your boobs can sense if the baby's getting sick. So it
I
like,
did not
changes.
Know this.
Yes, you can look it up. Like it changes the antibodies and stuff in your milk, so it helps them get better faster. You can use breast milk for pink eye. You can use breast milk for like,
and all of that comes out of our body.
It comes out of our boobs.
It's not even enough that we keep the human race going.
Boobs.
We can feed the human race.
Yeah.
Cure the human race.
Yeah. And if you actually watch the videos of what our or internal organs.
I did not know like, that either.
Yeah. Everything shifts around.
I
so
didn't
that
know
you
that
can...
your whole, all your organs get pushed up to
yeah,
your ribs.
Yeah. That's why it's hard to breathe. Like, because your stomach is being pushed into your ribs. It's being pushed into your lungs. Oh, so there's less space for everything.
So now that we've explained the evidence as to why we're fucking magic.
Yes.
I'm convinced, yes. And it's not because my friends are moms, and it's not because I'm on a mom's podcast right now, but I'm convinced that
you're
moms...
You're speaking the truth.
Okay. Moms are, like, on another level of, like, superpowers.
I really like this title, Mamas Are Magic.
Mamas Are Magic. So, I have a question. I find myself having severe lack of patience lately. Like, it's something that I'm conscious of, but in the moment, I can't help myself but be... like completely impatient. It's driving me crazy to make lines. It's driving me crazy to drive. I don't want to answer questions. Like, I don't know if it's cranky or lack of patience. So you people have little people, and so you have to have like patience of a saint. So tell me your secret. Like, how do you talk yourself out of not, like, screaming into a pillow?
Here's the thing.
Or do you actually scream
into a pillow?
Oh, got it.
But also, I have patience for my child.
Yep. And that's it.
That's it.
It takes all of my energy to have patience for them. Especially, like, Nate has issues sleeping. And
now his new
Link's issues are with medication. Like, he doesn't take Tylenol.
Yeah, he won't take any medicine. He won't take
any medicine. Sophie, her issues with the sleeping or with her behavior.
Nathan's now decided he doesn't want to fucking eat things.
Mm-hmm. And then Oliver now copying Sophie. So if Sophie doesn't like something, Oliver doesn't like it either, even if he's completely done with it. So you, like,
build it. It's like a muscle.
No, you only have it for your kids. You only have it
for your kids because it takes so much patience for, like, they're big issues and then they're little issues. Like, this morning, like, Sophie's thing lately, she has to get dressed in a certain order. So, like, she takes off her PJs, she takes off her pull-ups, and then she puts her underwear, and then she puts her shirt and her skirt, her socks and her shoes. So she works pretty much from the top down except for the underwear. If she doesn't have underwear in her drawer, she'll just stand in her room naked. Or she'll walk around naked. And mommy, I'm cold. Put your dress on. Put a shirt on. Put your socks. Do everything else. You can put the underwear last if you're wearing a dress because that's all she fucking wears. Mm-hmm. No. But mommy, I don't have underwear. I know. I'm looking for it. Do something. But, like, and it's a stupid thing, but you have to have patience for that. Like, you have to have patience for so much.
So what you're saying is, like, they force you to step your patience level up.
Right. But then it takes it from everywhere else.
Yeah. Like, I could honestly, and I love my husband, punch him in the face repeatedly.
I hear you.
But, like, everything that, like, so all the patients, oh, he knows this. That. Everything that I will walk step by step by step by step with Nathan. I will explain to him and I'll be like, Nathan, you need to pick up your toys. Nathan, you have to do this. Nathan, da da da. Jeff leaves his fucking socks on the floor of our room. I may shove them down his throat one day. Because I literally will be like, Jeff, can you, and I will sometimes go, come here, come here, come here. Is that supposed to be there? And that's how I'm talking to my husband. And I'm not proud of this, but I will talk to him like that because my level of patience is done.
Yeah.
It's done. I don't need to pick up. I only can pick up for one person. I can only be one person's sole,
like, caregiver.
Yeah. Like, I can't take care of everybody unless I'm going to punch them.
So, okay. So then there's really not a solution for it. No. I am a caregiver for a senior citizen. It's obviously not on the same level. I'm not even putting myself in the same, like, stadium as what you guys do. But maybe that has something to do with it, that, like, all my patience is going into this.
You pick one.
That situation. And then, like, I was driving over here and I'm like, why the fuck is everyone still, like, go home, man. Like, why are you?
Oh, no. I hate everyone.
Yeah.
I hate everyone. Everyone annoys me and everybody pisses me off some point in a day.
And I don't know. Like, I guess I'll talk to, like, my therapist about it for advice, but I don't know. Like, I just have no patience, and it's I've never, or maybe I'm paying attention to it and now that I'm realizing it, but I really have lost, like, all my patience for everything. Like, I hate driving. The other day I was stuck in traffic and I, honest to God, started having a panic attack because of traffic. Because it was like fucking 9:30 and I was trying to get to the Gables for a meeting for work, and there was still bumper to bumper traffic. And it was like this nothing moment. Like, it was 10-15 minutes, but I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what's happening here? So I was, when I was coming over here and I was having the same kind of like, why the fuck is everybody like not home? It's fucking 8:45, 9 o'clock. I'm like, maybe I should ask my mom friends, because they have to have another level of patience. But now you're just telling me that you have another level of patience because your kid brings it out of you.
Mm-hmm.
So you flex that muscle and that's how you have your patience.
And it's because you know that person needs it. Like, I think before I was a mom, I had the patience for, like, to help my mom with things, like with her medical stuff and stuff like that. Like, I had the patience on that. And then it transferred when I had with my husband, you know, I, you know, would be much more forgiving. Now it's, and it's not a good thing to per se, because now 90% of my patients runs with mm-hmm. trying to make a good human.
Yeah.
And you can't make one without patients, because they just don't get it. And he has a buy on a lot of things because of the fact that he's still learning. So
are you talking about your husband or your child?
My child. Because that's a problem.
It just gets blurry. That conversation got a little blurry for a second. Go ahead.
Because my child is still learning. My child still has time to change his bad habits.
Yeah.
My husband should know better.
Yeah.
At this age, I'm like, you need to do better. But, and then when you're dealing with an adult parent, sometimes they regress into your child.
Sure, like, no, I definitely feel like I have, and don't get me wrong, I would do anything for my mom.
No, but that's what I mean. It's not a bad thing.
But I'm like her sole caretaker. Like, my brother travels full time for his job. He's a truck driver and he's not home. And she depends on me for, like, every day I get home and there's a stack of mail for me to read that's hers. Mm-hmm. And, like, today she was trying to activate her insurance card so she can buy her over-the-counter medicine. And she's, like, I got home and she legit had said she had been trying for an hour to activate it, because senior citizens, like, people don't take this into consideration. Stop fucking, if you're listening to this and you're responsible for automated phone numbers for senior citizens, please stop. And not even for the senior citizens, but for the people that have to, like, fix it.
Yeah, for the people that have to help them.
And she was so frustrated, and I feel bad because she's a very capable person, but I see her getting frustrated with herself. And I did it in like 30 seconds, and she, like, playfully was like, oh, you just, the system was just waiting for you to get home to do it. And so I am a full-time caretaker for her. It does feel like I have a kid, but she's 65. Right. She's not six or four or three or two. So I guess maybe that's where it's coming from, that I may not be in the same, like, realm of raising a child, like, from the ground up, but I have, like, a senior citizen child where now I have, like, no fucking patience. Like, I was so stressed out about taking my mom to her appointment last week. She had a colonoscopy, and I was so stressed because there's a lot going on at work, and there's, like, a lot that I'm responsible for, and I want to do well, and there's a lot at stake. And so I find myself becoming one of those people that I'm like, it's impossible for me to take time off. Like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
But you need to do it, like, for your, like, the same thing, like,
how
you
take your mental health.
The same way that you will take a couple of days and go for a trip. Like, you just need a mental break. So I was so stressed out last week about taking her appointment. But then I felt like an asshole because they called her in, and this place where they were doing it doesn't allow the family members to go to the back with them. And so you have to sit in the waiting room and wait for them to be done. And I'd had 3 hours, and I fucking watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And I ate Cheetos from the vending machine. Mm-hmm. And I drank ginger ale from the vending machine. And it was fucking glorious.
Yeah.
And by the time, and when I got there, I noticed that I was really tense. And I was trying not to be mean to her, because I, you know, she's my mom. Like, this is the very least I can do for her, is, like, sit with her when she doesn't understand what's going on. I'm the one that works in the healthcare field, so I know how to maneuver everything. She's the patient. I'm really the one, the brains behind her care. So by the time she came out and she was, like, groggy, and I was like, hello. Like, I was so happy because I just spent the afternoon just, like, on
by
my lap, like, by myself, eating junk and watching Hulu and, like, cracking up by myself. Like, I must have looked like a crazy person because I had my earphones on and I was just cackling because Brooklyn Nine-Nine is really funny, you guys. So I just felt like, that's why when I was driving over here, I was like, maybe I'll ask my mom friends. But now you explain it to me that it's not like a superpower. You just, your kid just brings it out of you.
Yeah. Your kid, you're focusing on your kid. Like, I'll tell you, like, the patience that I had for my mom, I have to consciously remind myself with my mom and with Jeff to be nicer. Because there's times that I get frustrated, like, for the stupidest things. Because, like, my mom the other day,
God help her. I love that woman. Colorful as fuck.
So why does the internet exist for people of a certain age? Oh my God,
please, guys, please.
Listen, people out there.
Just tell senior citizens that the computers don't work anymore. Yeah. Just stop it.
And it's not, again, it's like, listen.
And again, don't do it for them. Do it for the people that are fucking troubleshooting 24/7.
No, not even that. Not even. So, my mom has a senior
son. My mom couldn't get into her email once. She called the fucking support team at Apple, and they told her they were going to help her get into her email. And the lady wanted to know how to take apart her phone, like unscrew, like physically take her phone apart to get into her email. This is a true story. I am not inventing this. I grabbed my keys. I grabbed my purse. I was on my way over here anyway. And I was like, guys, I know I'm super fucking early. I'm just going to drive around in circles in the roundabout around the corner until it's like okay for me to be there. But I cannot. I can't.
So my mother last week comes to me at like 9 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock. Katie, look what I got. I'm like, what's the matter? She goes, put on the news. Like, okay, what happened? So someone sent her a message saying that on CNN they were reporting this, that tonight between the hours of 12:30 and 3 a.m.
tonight or
like this was last week, she needed to turn off her cell phone because there was radiation that was emanating from cell phones that could cause people to have diseases and illnesses.
Just on that specific day?
That day, from those hours, you had to turn off your phone, and that CNN was reporting this. So my sweet mother spent a good 3 hours with CNN on the TV waiting to see the report because one of her friends sent her this message. So it has to be true.
My worst nightmare is when my mom starts sentences with "dicing," which in English is translated to "they say" or "they said." "Dicing this," "they said that this." I'm like, who the fuck are they?
Like, no, but the thing is, like, I tell you guys, hey, so from 12:30 a.m. to 3 a.m., you need to turn off your phones because there's radiation that's going to come through your phone. What do you do?
I'm going to call Jeff and tell him to take away the wine from my hands.
You're going to laugh and you're going to go, my mother,
Jeffrey.
My mother has lost the sense of like, that's stupid, but also mixed in with it, the fear of the technology. Because she's wasn't raised on it like we were. And like, I guess to her, that's a possibility. If someone tells her that, okay, like we say, God help her, she doesn't know this. I've never told my mother the internet is listening.
My mom refuses
my
to
mom
put a,
would...
a picture of on her Facebook.
Oh, like, no.
She has, my mom has a profile on Facebook, but refuses to put a picture, a profile picture, because, quote, that's how they keep tabs on you. I'm like, but... Like,
but you already have the Facebook
page and Instagram.
My mom has Facebook. Every day tells me, I think I'm going to get off Facebook. I don't like this. I'm like, why, mom? Because, like, I don't want people seeing my things. Mom, you don't post anything.
Mm-hmm. My mom's the same.
And I'm like, you don't post anything.
I personally blame my mom's boyfriend because he's the one, since he's in social media. And so when the moment that I got a friend request from my mom, I knew that he was directly correlated. I got on the phone with him and I was like, let me tell you something. You are henceforth, responsible. 100% responsible for any kind of IT issues that she has with her social media. That's your fucking problem, because I didn't invite her to this party. You did. And I'm not going to make myself responsible for why don't I understand. Like, she doesn't understand how to use these things. You can call your boyfriend. I'll drop you off at his house in Hialeah. I don't give a fuck. But I'm not going to sit here because I already have to walk you through logging onto your bank to explain to you why you can't put your password into the URL address, because that's not how email works. I have to come home and activate your over-the-counter benefits because you've been trying for an hour and the lady doesn't understand operator because it's automated. It's like my personal hell because I work in the healthcare industry, I know that the Medicare population, quote unquote, is leaning towards digital. Yeah, but that they missed the boat on my mom. Like, she's not a digitally savvy person.
But let me tell you, that's one of the reasons that my mom, she's part of like Leung Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for these people, because they are old school as hell. They give her printouts when she goes in for her visits of all her future visits for the next 6 months on paper. Mm-hmm. They don't email her. They don't. And then they call like all the time to check up how the visit went, to check up if she needs anything, to check up and let her know about her future visit. A person.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know, they may be robbing them blind. Who knows what the hell's going on there? But they understand their target their audience. Their demographic. Yeah.
100%. And I think that, again, being that she's my full-time responsibility, and it's not a burden because, I would do anything for her. She's my mom and she's the only parent that I've ever had. So I feel like at the very least, I should be able to be supportive of this phase in her life. But I do find myself getting like hella impatient, and I try not to get impatient with her. Sometimes it happens and I feel like shit, because I feel like she it's like a different version of she doesn't get it, like the way Nate doesn't get it. My mom doesn't get it, understand what I'm saying sometimes. She just doesn't compute in her head. So it's not her fault. She just doesn't get it. But I thought, well, moms like have super patience, but now you guys just burst that bubble. So I guess I'll just Google.
No, listen, there's sometimes as a mom, you feel like hot garbage because you don't have the patience even for your kid.
Yep.
And there's times that you'll say something or almost do something, or like there's times that I've looked at my kid and I'm like, why are you not getting this? Like, Nathan now, his thing, which is frustrating the fuck out of me, is he doesn't want to look at me when I'm talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, Nathan, this and that. And he's like, and then he'll be like, I love you, mommy. I love your hair. And I'll start playing with my hair. And he's like, because he knows I'm mad.
He's trying to charm you.
Yeah, but like, so I'll grab, literally, I have to grab his face and hold his cheeks. Like, I have to put my hands, I'll be like, blinders. Like, I have to put blinders next to his eyes, basically, mm-hmm. and be like, focus, look at me. And he's like, what, mommy? And then he looks at me like, I'm fucking crazy.
Because you are.
So, yeah.
You're a mom.
And it's not like I'm forcing him, not hurting him or anything like that, but I have to be like, Nathan, and it's not that he can't do it.
He just doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to because he's like, but mama, you're so pretty. I love you so much. I'm like, Papa, I love you too, but you need to listen.
Getting frustrated just listening to you.
Because it happens. And that's what I'm saying. Like, feeling like shit because you almost lose your patience, or you may lose your patience.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but...
Sorry, guys, our battery died. We're back.
Yeah, but basically... You can't feel bad for losing your shit because you can only handle so much. And even sometimes it's too much. But when you're a parent, you even as a parent don't think you can fucking do it.
I saw a meme today. Granted, it was like from a Facebook page directed towards moms with kids with special needs, which none of us have. But I feel like some of those memes also apply to moms of children without special needs, but I'm not that asshole that's gonna be like, but regular mom too, because it's not my conversation. I don't need to be a part of it. But it said something along the lines of, like, it was like a number in the thousands, and it was like the number of times I've thought I can handle this, and then it was like the next line down, it was like 10,000 whatever the number of times I've actually done it. like a way to like, you know, boost moms, like give you that little kick in the pants that you need, like the little encouragement. I'm like, that's true, because there's so many times where, I mean, like Sophie, for example, she broke her leg. Like, yeah, she's 3 years old when she broke her leg. She was younger than Oliver is right now when she broke her leg and was in a like semi body cast from her chest all the way down to her ankle with one leg free and the broken leg obviously casted. But I was looking at her and I'm like, how the fuck am I gonna do this? She's gonna be between 4 to 6 weeks in bed with this cast because she can't move, and then another 4 weeks in bed that she can't walk. I'm like, how am I gonna keep a 3-year-old immobile? Yeah. You just have to fucking do it.
Yeah, it's like with Nathan when he got sick.
Yeah.
There was days that I was in that hospital and I was going, I can't do this.
Yes.
I was like, I don't know how to be a mom for a kid that has like a special, like an illness or a something. Like, how am I going to do this? I don't know how to take care of myself, let alone. But let me tell you,
you just do it. It comes from this like pool of patience that you don't unlock until mommy you magic. Have children. It is mommy magic. It's like,
and it's a woman's magic. Like, we just,
it is because it's not just for kids. Like, I mean, especially in like Hispanic culture, it usually falls on the girls to take care of their ailing parents. And so even if you don't have children and your mom or your dad happens to get sick, it's on you.
I feel that is accurate. My mom has even gone as far as saying now that she wishes she would have had two girls. I mean, not that she would replace my brother, because then she'd be like, she wouldn't have her favorite. But she has even gone as far to say that she wishes she had two girls so that the responsibility would be split. My mom went through a patch where, like, a super scary time period where I didn't know if she was going to live, because she got really sick because of her liver issues. And I remember that it was so stressful that sometimes I just had to call out of work and just lay in fucking bed all day just because I couldn't take the pressure of being like responsible for everything.
Into the mic, please.
Sorry. So yeah, I just think that, you know, just trying to be self-aware, I realized that maybe I'm just noticing it now because it's in my face and there's so much space for me to like analyze things.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was just like, I've been really like head tripping about it because I don't want to be an asshole. But at the same time, I'm like fucking pulling my hair out because I don't have any patience.
It kind of just is what it is. Like, you have to work through it. You have to, like, so at least with me, when I feel myself like on the edge where I'm like, I'm about to lose my shit with these kids, like, because I mean, for me, I'm alone with them a lot because of my husband's travel schedule, so I'll just like, oh, fuck it, I'll put them in front of a TV or an iPad, I don't give a fuck, and I'll go sit in my room for 5 minutes, or I'll lock myself in the bathroom to pee or whatever, but I'll actually lock the door, because if not, they'll come barging into the bathroom, just to give myself the space to take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you're just like, it sounds cliche to say like every time I turn around something else is happening, but it's true.
It's true.
It's fucking true. And especially when it's two kids against one mom, like, dude, me and Patty and then my friend Paula, who has three kids, because she had and then she had twins. We talk about how we complained about having one child, and then now that we have two, we're like, what the fuck were we complaining about with one child? Mm-hmm. Or like the days that like I'll leave Sophie with my mom for whatever and I just have Oliver, or like Neri will take Oliver to the store and it's just me and Sophie, and I'm like, what the fuck, like, this is so easy with just one kid.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to just kind of, even when you're losing your patience, you just have to stop. You have to, because with my kids, like, I'm trying to make tonight, for example, perfect example, I'm trying to make dinner for the kids, and Sophie's in the playroom doing her quote unquote ballet on the armrest of the couch.
Oh no.
Yeah. And then the other one is in the living room watching Thor. And I'm like, but what's happening? Like, there's quiet over here, there's quiet over there. And then I look and I'm like, Sophie, if you're gonna dance, I've told you 1,500 times, if you're gonna dance, you dance on the floor. You don't dance on the chairs. You dance on the floor. And then with Oliver, I'm like, he loves to jump on the couch because the couch is really bouncy.
Well, your couch is really awesome.
Yeah, the couch is amazing. But it's every time I turn around, like, okay, the fucking food is burning. Sophie is about to fall off the couch. The other one is poking at the dog while the dog is eating a treat. Like, there's just so much happening. And you're only one person. I'm sorry, I don't care who... how patient you are, you have a finite amount of patience.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You do.
And self-care, I've learned, is like a thing.
Super important.
And something that I've consciously tried to do for myself is just like create like a weekend to just kind of get away, catch your breath, and like remind yourself why I'm busting my ass at work, why I'm, you know, like, I'm...
Sometimes I ask my mom to take the kids just so that I'm alone.
Right. So I've made, you know, I have... the luxury now, because I do think that it is a luxury where I can travel more and I can spend more time like doing whatever the fuck I want, and in that I feel like it kind of restores me a little, where you gain back a little bit of your, I mean, not sanity, but like just
your sanity.
You're like centered. It's equalized. You know, you're more balanced.
Well, like, I mean, we've said it on this podcast 1,000 times. A trip to Disney is not a restful, peaceful vacation. Like, you're not going to a spa. It's tiring. But even going to Disney and being exhausted and walking all those thousands and thousands of steps, doing it without kids was a fucking vacation.
Yeah.
It was just nice to sit in a chair and stare at a mountain
and eat pizza.
Oh my God, we had the best fucking mac and cheese. It was so good.
Are you sure it's the best mac and
cheese? No, it wasn't the best mac and cheese. It was mac and cheese. It had like barbecue pulled pork on top with fried onion rings and like coleslaw. It was...
Where was that?
In Animal Kingdom. It was fucking amazing.
See, that's the shit you can't find when you're there with a kid.
Dude, me and Patty were like on this like weird twin wavelength, because every time we pulled up somewhere to eat, we were both looking at the menu in silence. And then I'm like, I would be looking at an item without saying a word, and she'd be like, you want nachos? And I'm like, yeah, I want nachos. I was just looking at the damn nachos. And like, and it, every single time we went somewhere, and then why? I'm like, look at that lemonade with the vodka. She was like, I was just looking at the lemonade because with the vodka.
We're fucking magic.
We are magic.
And when we have undivided attention for our magic, then we're on, you know, we're
on the same wavelength.
We can listen to each other.
But it's
that type of shit you can't find when you have a kid.
No, because why would I take my kids to a barbecue? Like, they barely eat ketchup. Like, I'm not going to take them to a barbecue place.
I've never gone to the barbecue place because my kid wants chicken fingers and french fries.
Exactly. Like,
or pizza.
Yeah, no, I have to get the fucking tub of popcorn because my kid doesn't eat cinnamon pecans.
Yes, I have to get the stupid tub that like now I bring it. I get pissed when I leave it home because I have the tub.
Because you can just pay for the refill.
So anyway, the wine bottle is almost gone.
It is.
Now the anger kicks in.
Yeah. So basically, patience is just for the people in your life who truly deserve your patience.
Mm-hmm. At that time.
At that moment, because sometimes my children don't get my patience.
Yeah. That's very... You know what? That was
very deep.
That was deep. I'm going to write that down.
I have a...
I'm going to tweet it.
I was due, you guys.
No, you're very smart. And
so, I was due for a good...
Since I seem to be angry, I think it's time.
Bring it.
So, I sent Vanessa.
You did. And you sent it... You told me... Okay, so before you tell us... Because I was on your wavelength today, Christy. Christy sent me an article about a recall for a product. I'm not even going to get into what the product is.
And the thing is, because I am like on watch, because every fucking person on Facebook, like everybody's like, recall and forward, recall and forward. So I'm like, what the fuck? Because we're eating so much processed shit that God knows what food.
Well, can you show me what it is? And like not just so I
know. So she sent me the article first. She's like, I have thoughts about recalls. And then she sent me a link to a recall. And as soon as I opened it and I read like the first two lines explaining the recall, I'm like, I know what her thoughts are. So I just wanted to put that out there before she gives me her thoughts, because I haven't even heard her thoughts. But I'm pretty sure I'm like 99.7% sure that I know what her thoughts are.
That's specific.
Are. Yeah.
So should I read the it's a very short article.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
So Target has issued a massive recall for water-absorbing egg toys ahead of Easter after discovering that objects can expand inside a child's body, causing life-threatening conditions if ingested.
Wait. That's as far as into the article that I read.
Wait.
So
wait.
It's like so now, those little
think
toys.
About what you think it's going to be. What do you think it is?
Like, what do I think the object is?
Mm-hmm. Based on that sentence, because that's as far as I
like
read.
Like candy?
No.
Or bread?
No.
Toy.
It's a toy.
Toy.
Water-absorbing toys.
It's one of those toys that you put in, like, a 2-liter bottle of water, and you just watch it grow.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch it get bigger.
And, it, you, it and obviously, if you ingest it, it will...
Shocker! Your body that is made up of water is going to make a sponge-like toy that absorbs water expand.
If you look at your iron, there's a warning on your iron that says... Don't iron your clothes while you're wearing them.
There's also a warning on your hair curler that says not to use on your eyelashes.
So,
I want to know the genius that put a curling iron to their eyelashes.
I want to know the asshole who won that lawsuit and, like, walk me through what happened.
Because, see, look, I have been taught by Adam Ruins Everything.
I love
some
him.
Lawsuits or some urban legend stories are more than they that we don't think. Like, if you actually hear the McDonald's hot coffee,
Goddess of Thunder,
yeah, the McDonald's hot coffee lawsuit
a hammer,
is actually
a
plastic like
hammer.
Insane. Like the McDonald's, like we're like, oh, jackass, the hot.
I saw that one. She had like third degree
burns because they were serving coffee at like 190 degrees.
Yeah.
No, boo-boo, that's wrong.
Nobody can drink
but,
that.
No, but this, I was literally reading this. I'm like, I have.
I ask for my coffee at kid temperature.
Yeah, and it specifically names like Hatch and Grow.
I don't even buy hot coffee when I go. It's too fucking hot in Miami to be drinking hot
coffee.
Well,
on the 3 days that it's not like sweating your ass off degrees.
It hasn't been that cold for me yet to need hot coffee.
Yeah.
Like
they,
sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, like they specifically name like Hatch and Grow Easter eggs, Hatch Your Own Dino, and all these like little things. I'm like, I have in my house. I can tell you because I've hatched like 15 little dinosaurs. I've got a paper, like it's a plastic container thing with like 6 pills.
Yeah.
And the pills go into water
and
they
are, watch
they
them.
Watch them go. Do you need to be fucking told that this is a recall situation?
Yes.
Well, you do like, need do, to be no, told that I'm it's
not,
a recall.
Do you need to be told this is a recall? I'm like,
do you need to be told not to eat it?
You have to be told, and do you need to be told don't
well,
let
apparently
your
we
fucking...
need to be told not to eat Tide Pods.
Yeah, well. And do we need to be told don't let your kid
put it in their mouth?
These are obviously not things for small children to do
right.
on their own.
You, if you're letting your 3, 4, 6-year-old child play with them, you should be
like they don't
vigilándolo.
Need to be. They don't need to be recalled.
They don't.
So maybe okay.
I'm not sure what the recall is for.
No, they're literally taking them off the shelves because. And this gets me into another issue that we're not going to talk about because it's political. Stupid asses are letting their kids
eat them.
So we're gonna recall
all of them.
These poor little like toys that say "fucking watch and hatch
yeah,
and watch
me grow."
Because you know this is the danger, not the fucking child that's being left alone to address it. No, let's take away.
Yeah.
In this case, let's take away the thing that does the bad thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I
don't want to take off my shoes anymore at the fucking airport.
So
I see where you're going.
Man.
Yeah. And I agree.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, me too. But I don't
that's why we're not going there. But I'm just saying I'm like
but okay, let's wait.
Let's put it on the shelf for years.
Let's try and restore some faith in humanity.
Then leave it on the shelves.
And look at it from the corporate people that have decided to do this. Maybe they're putting the recall out there because they don't want to be held liable.
Well, that's
for
why.
Yes,
but it's been on the shelves
for years. I remember playing with these things as a kid. Like, this is not a new technology.
I blame Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, me too. Probably. I blame her for a lot of things.
But like, it's like
really, this now you realize that like this is something dangerous. The kids shouldn't like we finally got in the U.S. finally after years Kinder eggs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're so delicious.
They're so fucking delicious. What I'm so excited about those. So Kinder eggs are surprise toy eggs that basically it's like an egg shape,
plastic Easter egg,
and then you.
And then it's covered in chocolate.
There's two. No, there's two versions now. There's the one that's covered in chocolate, and inside there's a toy. No, there's one that's it. You break it. That it's like in plastic, and it separates. And there's two halves. One half, you open it up, and it's a special surprise toy for the kid. Mm-hmm. The other half is like a creamy, chocolatey goodness.
I love how her voice. Which
my child, you just glowed for like.
Dude, it was fucking. They're fucking delicious, and my kid
was like halfway to finish.
And the best part is, yeah. And the best part is,
Jeff, your job is halfway done tonight.
Sorry, bud.
The best is my kid could care fucking less for that side.
Wait, Jeff, if you're listening, she likes it when you wear your cowboy hat.
Is that a cowboy hat?
Your baseball cap. Forward facing.
Little tilt.
With the
little
tilt down. With the gangster tilt.
It's like a little tilt down.
Put on some Garth Brooks.
And then line dance.
I believe in you, BFF.
We got your back, boo. We got you.
But like these, and like they've been illegal.
Just take out the trash.
Yeah, they've been illegal in the States for God knows how long because kids could not realize that inside this is a toy.
It's wrapped in plastic. Like it's a fucking toy.
Like I think it's getting to the point which we're dumbing down society. It's yeah. gotten to that point.
Well, like, there's a reason why there's these, I see people on Facebook commenting all the time when I read these stories that they're like, and the Darwin Award goes to, because it's fucking natural selection. Like, if you're that stupid.
Well, I've heard a lot of people that they said with the Tide Pod thing, they're like, don't fucking tell these kids anymore. Don't fucking tell them that they can't eat Tide Pods. That the Tide Pod Challenge, don't anymore tell them that this is stupid and that's wrong. Those fuckers want to eat Tide Pods.
Yeah.
Because they want to post on the internet.
So.
It's also, that's your problem.
Yeah. So without directly commenting, but still commenting, I'll say this. These situations, for me personally, are an indication as to where our priorities are as a society. And those people that will decide, that's a federal recall there, right?
Yeah.
The Tide Pod situation was taken care of in under 30 days. And there are issues that are prevalent and are getting worse that have not been taken care of and have not been addressed and have not been handled responsibly.
March 24th.
So my thing is my point of view on this particular issue is that this is just a reflection as to where we are as a society as to what the fuck matters.
Yeah.
So it
yeah.
matters.
It all depends on who's throwing money at it.
It matters.
That's all it boils down to.
Yeah. It matters that this fucking toy, like this company doesn't want to be held liable for a kid ingesting it by accident. Because now what they've done is that they've wiped their hands and like, well, there is a recall. So if your kid chokes on it, it's your fault. It's not my fault.
It's not your fault. That's what they've done. Unattended with a capsule.
But they're not wrong.
They're not wrong. But that shit we heard that got handled fast. Mm-hmm. The Tide Pod situation.
There's regulation.
Don't make them as
appetizing.
Appetizing.
What the fuck? But there are other issues.
I've never smelled or looked at laundry detergent and been like, that I want
to listen. Don't get me wrong. When Tide Pods first came out, I did sit there at one point when they first came out and poked it like a lot.
Well, yeah, and then I remember when they. A couple years ago when they first came out, they were like, oh, they look like candy. Make sure you keep them away from small children that don't know the difference. Completely on board with you there. 3, 4, 5-year-old kids are going to see a colorful thing and be like, oh my gosh, this looks like the lollipop I ate yesterday. This looks like a candy.
And they're going to want to squeeze it.
Yeah. And
not eat it.
Yeah, I like smushing them.
Smushing.
That's fun. But I would say that is just a reflection as a whole. I'm not pointing finger one side or the other side. I just think as a human race, the priorities of where we are protecting our kids are a little upside down, in my opinion.
I agree.
And I think that The mamas just cheered.
Oh my god, Nathan cheered with me his juice the other day in my coffee. It was kind of amazing. Continue.
So no, I just think that that's what it is, in my opinion. I just think that it's a reflection as to where we are. Take your shoes off. One guy threatens or finds either find one.
Yeah,
bomb.
One a-hole used a shoe bomb, and now everyone has to take now off I their have shoes. To,
right, and so
some things will jump on top of, and I'm like, but like really, like okay. And this always makes me think, okay, and again, I'm old, but do you remember when we were kids? At least when I was a kid.
So like 5 years ago.
Yeah, well, when we were kids, there was these little things that you could buy that were tubes.
The what? Uh-huh.
They were tubes. And in these little tubes was this like colored, like some sort of consistency that they came with a straw. And you could like blow these up.
Yes, into... I remember those. And you could like make balloons. It was like a putty almost.
It was like a putty.
Like a plate. Like a, it was like a. Kind of like slime.
It was kind of like slime.
But a little bit thicker.
And then they had a straw.
And then you put the straw in the putty.
And you and blew you in blew, it.
And it made like big, big giant bubbles.
Wait a minute. There were toys when we were kids. I thought yes. The TV was the toy.
No. But like, so remember missing that. Childhood. Like something like. Does that seem to you, thinking back?
Yeah, that's not.
Not safe.
No.
Did
my kids would probably eat it now.
Did I
ever, mean, I catch Oliver eating Play-Doh all the time. So.
Did I try to eat it? No. I tried to make something.
Yeah.
Like, but because our moms were next to us going, what the fuck are you doing? Mm-hmm. What is that? Okay.
Oh my God. So this is going to be awful, but my dad is a smoker. And I remember when we were kids, we had those and he would blow it up with smoke.
Listen, there's a picture of me, which is still one of my favorites.
And he would like, we would blow bubbles with like regular bubbles, like soap bubbles. Same thing. He would like blow the bubbles with soaps. And then like when you would pop it, it would be like a little smoke ball before.
There's still a picture, which is one of my favorite fucking pictures. Like to this day.
Secondhand smoke is bad, guys.
It is. But like my uncle. He's remarried and stuff like that years ago, but like his high school sweetheart that they got married, and sadly they only lasted together for a couple of years married, but she will forever be like my aunt. Like I always call her my aunt. She actually lives like not too far from me. My mom and her still go out like every once in a blue moon. I love her to death. But there's a picture of me sitting on her lap. She's been a smoker her entire life, sitting with her on her lap. And she has a non-lit cigarette between my lips. And it's in a picture. And I am an infant. Like, I am maybe like 6 to 9 months old in this picture. But there was not, like, there was no malintención.
Malice.
Yeah. Like, there, yeah, no malice.
Yeah, like, it's just like a silly picture.
If that shit would happen today.
My godparents used to dip my pacifier in alcohol.
Well, everybody used to do that back then. Like, I was having this conversation.
If you ask parents, like, how you ask older teething. Parents now with teething, they're like, oh, just put some rum on their gums.
My
whiskey on the gums, mm-hmm. rum on their gums.
My godparents, maybe I'll win this round. My godparents used to take a laundry basket, pat it with towels, stick it in my godfather's van, and buckle me in. And that's nice. How we would go for a ride. Because apparently when I was a kid or a baby, if I got like fussy, if they took me for a drive, for a 10-minute drive, I would be knocked the fuck out and I would calm down. But they did it with me in a laundry basket.
But you know,
like,
what? But
now,
here's, but I'll
they
tell
would
you.
Be stoned to death.
Yes, but here's the thing, though.
And I turned out fine.
We're and I don't, and I'd have to look it up age-wise and stuff like that. My mom has told me on multiple occasions, car seats didn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, until when?
I don't know. When I was an infant, they did not. It wasn't a Vanessa's thing. There was carriers.
The research department is on it.
There was carriers.
Yeah, the baby carrier.
And the carrier was like, not like how we have like now with a basket? Handle. It was, yes, but without the handle. It was just the place to lay the child. And my mom would hold it while she was in with her seatbelt in a car.
What?
Yeah, like my.
But you're only 5 years older than me. How could that be?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, and I even have pictures of Jeff in the same thing. And Jeff's was born in 82.
Jeff is only a year older than me.
Yeah, he's not that old.
I thought he was younger than me.
Not. I'm not. Listen, I like.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I thought. Well, whatever. That's besides the point.
like the legal, like you need a car seat for a child in a car, I want to say did not happen till the 80s.
It must have, because by the time my brother was born, he had like a seat.
Is your brother younger or older?
He's 6 years younger than me. He was born in 89.
Oh, he's younger than me.
Right? Wait. Yep. 6 years.
Okay. So according to Wikipedia, we all know how good Wikipedia is. It says that child seats were beginning to be manufactured in the early 1930s. Their purpose was not the safety of children. The purpose was to act as a booster seat to bring the child to a height easier for the driving parent to see them. It was not until 1962 that the two designs with the purpose of protecting a child were developed independently. Blah, blah, blah. Just, yeah. So, it is also noted that seatbelts for adults were not standard equipment in automobiles until the 1960s. So, yeah, that makes sense that in the 80s, they still weren't, like, widely used.
Well, like, I just looked it up really quick, and it said that in 1978, which was the year I was born, they were a requirement in, they only passed as a requirement in Tennessee. So the year I was born, they were not a requirement.
Right.
So, like, to our, my parents, well, like,
even, I, but you know now, like, okay, so in the, I just found this out recently. So in the United States, we put our kids in the back seat. In Italy, apparently, babies, rear-facing babies, are in the front seat so that the driver, the parent, is not distracted trying to see the kid in the back seat with, like, a mirror and all that craziness. They're right there next to you, so if they start crying, you can just reach over and attend to the baby, and you're not driving distractedly. I didn't know that. I just found that out recently. So that's, I mean, really interesting. I think
every country takes their I guess the rules are different for every country.
Well, I mean, I also remember my cousin, she's 7 years younger than me.
Pick up your mic.
When she was born, we were all driving around with my aunt. My aunt was, like, watching me and my brother during spring break or whatever. And my aunt had the rear-facing baby seat in the front seat. And that was 92, 93,
I believe. Seatbelts. I mean, children, 86 in Florida
for seatbelts
is when for seatbelts. So
wait, seatbelts or car seats?
Six-year-olds in the front seat had to be wearing a seatbelt in from only since 1986.
So my age,
yeah. So there was a, like, we were literally,
we were on the cusp, guys.
I refuse to be called a millennial. I fucking grew up in the 80s.
No, apparently we are zillennials.
No.
78 to 84. We're a mix of the generation X or Z, X and millennials. Like, we're in the middle.
I choose to identify as generation X.
That's because you want to be my people.
I am your people.
I'm a millennial.
Don't be
a, yeah, but you're not, no, an asshole millennial.
I'm not. I'm like on the border between Xennial and millennial.
My little cousin, my 14-year-old cousin, was allowed to open up an IG account, and I saw her first post, and my brain exploded, and I had to take her off.
No, do not unfriend her. Keep her on your IG. You never know when it's going to be necessary if you see something and you have to, like, you know, help her
intervene.
Out. Yeah, that's why I have my nieces on it. But yeah, so I have, like, very strong feelings about this recall, because I'm like, I get recalls, like, food. There could be plastics in the ice cream.
Or that shit. Bluebell. What's that, mad cow disease or
mad
whatever
cow
it's called?
Or listeria or, like, all this stuff on the food. I get that.
Or the strollers or the car seats. Like, stuff that's actually dangerous to your child. Not fucking Tide Pods because your teenager's gonna eat them.
Or these hatch and grow toys.
Yeah, that go in water.
That if they're ingested can grow inside. No fucking shit.
Yeah. Yeah, like, we had the same exact thought, Christy.
Like, that's boggled. Like, I literally in my drawer at the house have a strip of these little capsules because my in-laws bought them for Nathan. And I just haven't done them because I have, like, an issue. with some of these things, because these, like, watch it, put them in water and grow, get, like, clammy.
Yeah, they get, like, slimy and gross.
And I don't like, Nathan has a lizard and a crab that if you put in water, they're literally palm size right now, but if you put them in water, they're supposed to grow 200 times the size. Who the fuck needs a crab or a lizard to be 200 times your palm size?
Yeah, no.
He's perfectly fine playing with it without getting it wet.
Well, like, I remember those toys, we would put them in, like, a 2-liter bottle and then close the 2-liter bottle and never reopen it. And then I remember doing that and I was like, what's the fucking point? I don't get to play with it.
Yeah, I never liked those toys too much. I never liked them. Like, Nathan got last year, for Easter, some, like, eggs that we put in water, and eventually the egg cracked and out came a dinosaur. And same situation when... She's on the phone. Oh. Same situation. When they cracked and the dinosaur grew, which I think is one of these, it was slimy.
Yeah, I remember and that.
I didn't like it because they were slimy. It wasn't that I thought my kid was going to try to eat it.
No, they're just icky.
And luckily my kid... is like has like his issues, and he's like, no, mom, that's gross. Mm-hmm. He's like, mom, put it back in the water. Like, my kid asked me to put it back in the water because he's like, that feels weird.
Because he's a genius.
Yeah. Sorry. You okay there?
Yeah, I still called your son a genius as I hit my elbow on the furniture that doesn't move.
But yeah, so like that was my whole thing. Like, it wasn't like I'm all about keeping people safe. I'm all about doing something about issues. But I'm like, this has been around for fucking ever.
Yeah. But I mean, I get why the company did it.
Because in They're today's society. Yeah. No, and here's the thing. These shits have been around forever.
Yeah.
But now, in the society that we live in, which is sue.
Yeah. And you're guilty until proven guilty.
Which, oh my God, I posted something, not to you guys, but to like another friend of mine who works insurance. Because, there's like a something that came up about and you guys may have seen that we posted our prayers for FIU and the community in the area, because we had a bridge collapse in the area. Yeah, and we had a bridge collapse in the area, and it was
very, very close to
Geek Bro Network.
Yeah,
and this just came up in my Facebook feed. I'm letting Vanessa read it. It's an advertisement by a certain attorney's office, basically asking people to join them in a class action suit.
Yeah.
Because of this. And I know this attorney's firm because I work insurance, and it drives me nuts because I'm like, okay, this
is a screenshot. I'm like, why can't I open the comments? No,
it's a screenshot. Because it came up and I stopped it. And like, you know who they are.
Yeah.
Because Vanessa worked in the same place. So I've heard this name many, many, many times. And it was like, it drove me nuts. I'm like, in the society we live in, it's not about making things right anymore.
No, it's about seeing how much money you can get out of somebody who harmed you.
Yeah, it's not about, let's make this situation okay. No, it's how much money can I sue you for because I was inconvenienced?
Yeah.
Not, because I can tell you right now, none of the people that were actually impacted by this situation, by this bridge collapse, are going to call these people. The people that are actually impacted by this,
they're going to find their own people.
They're going to find their own. They're going to deal with the school or the community or the city of Sweetwater or whatever it is. This is going to be people that say that they were walking by and watching it fall has stressed them out.
Well, I can see how, because there's a, so the reason why the bridge is being built is for people who live on one side of 8th Street to get to the university. And I live right off of 8th Street, so I know it's a very, very busy road. And you have to cross 6 lanes of traffic. So
it's 3 on each side.
3 on each side.
4 if you count the turn lanes.
Right, plus the median. So it's a big street that you need to cross on foot. So the bridge was a fabulous idea. And there's actually... across the street from the bridge, there's already a tower. There's a building of there's apartment buildings. There's lots of apartments and like townhomes right off of that street.
Oh no, there's a need for it.
There's a huge need for this bridge, and on the site of the bridge, they were building another building. They are building another building. Yeah. So there's just more people are coming into this area. So the need for the bridge to cross.
Yes, that's definitely needed.
It is definitely needed. I can see the people of that neighborhood kind of claiming a suit because of the increased traffic that they're dealing with now because of the cleanup. And that does affect your life because the road, it's a 6-lane street in both 3 lanes in each direction.
But at one point we need to just,
but even like me, I don't go that direction. Like the kids' schools are, we don't have to cross where the bridge is. The traffic has increased here insanely because people are finding, they have to find different routes to get to where they're going, because just because this one main, because it's a main street, it's not like, you know, a random road off the highway. It is a big busy road that even before this had a shit ton of traffic, so now it's even worse. And just this morning, me coming back from dropping off the kids, I was gonna drop off the kids at school and then go to Target to do like big grocery shopping or whatever, and I couldn't. I'm like, fuck it, I have to go home. I don't want to sit in this traffic because it's just this happened last week on Thursday. Today's Monday. It's been 4 days. The road is still closed.
Yeah,
it's still closed.
Yeah, but my thing is, like, I can see you being inconvenienced and I can see that it being a bother. I can't see you joining a class action lawsuit to try to make a profit from it.
Right. The only people that I see that would sue would be the families directly affected, the families that lost someone, the families that were injured, those people, and the people who live right on that corner. They're being inconvenienced by the traffic, and well, that's not like they have a class action lawsuit.
So I would say that they're not so much, they're not being inconvenienced by the traffic. This isn't just my perspective. I think they're being inconvenienced by the negligence that's causing this.
They're
problem.
Being inconvenienced by the negligence. They're being inconvenienced by the noise. They're by the debris.
Right.
Now there's dust in the air. Now,
I mean, if you saw that bridge go down, I would.
It's fucking traumatizing.
Like hearing about it, I could only hear about it for about half an hour before I had to force myself to get offline because it's so heartbreaking. So I would say that, yeah, like, you know, there's always going to be somebody that's trying to hustle and trying to run game and trying to take opportunity, like take advantage of that. And it's just, unfortunately, it's just the way the world works. Like yesterday, I went to church for the first time in a while. And I was like into it. And then at the very end, somebody gets up and was like, "Hi, I'm from Tallahassee. And no, I'm from Jacksonville and we represent the council of whatever. And we are here because we need your donations so that we can fight for the things that the blank church believes in. And therefore, you know, we need your donations and blah, blah, blah." And then that's where I'm like, so now you lost me again. Because like if I find myself, and I've said this in several other podcasts, I don't know if I've said it here, I feel like I'm somebody that I need some kind of spirituality to feel healthy. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out where that lands me right now, because the things that have worked for me in the past don't necessarily work for me now. But out of old habit, you'll go to, you know, what you know. But then they lose me like 45 minutes in because I choose to, I don't want to be associated with the call, the drama, mm-hmm. of all the opportunities that come from manipulating populations to, you know, this is what you're supposed to think, so this is what you should be fighting for. Well, right. No, I still have my own brain, and one thing doesn't necessarily have to do with the other. I think in this particular situation, that's just the nature. Like, it's just, it, unfortunately, it's like a sick part of, like, just being a person, honestly.
Yeah.
There's always going to be somebody that's going to be trying to
excuse me, is going to be trying to screw you over or take advantage of a truly terrible situation and try to make a buck off of it.
Yeah.
Because these people, somebody that would advertise a class action suit not even a week after.
Yeah, it's been 4 days.
Yeah, after it's happened, not even given enough time for, like, if you really were interested in the cause of the victims, you would be figuring out who they are and contacting them
privately. Contacting them privately.
You wouldn't have a Facebook ad. So I think that that's just, unfortunately,
well, it's like they're ambulance chasers, yeah, is what it is.
It's just a side effect of being like having to share like a race, like a being a human with these other humans. But I don't know. I just think it's we're very complicated species, and I would hope that, you know, the families find solace in whatever way they can. And, you know, it's just a terrible, terrible situation. And offhand, I mean, it's obvious that there was negligence.
There was negligence.
Who's going to be responsible? That's for everyone involved to duke it out. But that there was negligence, there was 100% negligence. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I mean, back to like, being the person who saw the bridge fall and it being traumatic, a friend of ours, Christy, posted, somebody had like a dash cam and they happened to catch the bridge collapsing. Did you see it?
Yeah, but that's not hers because I saw that. No, I know news. It's not hers. Yeah, like, but I saw it happening.
Somebody, she reposted the
footage.
But I saw it and I was like, and I knew it was coming, but seeing it come down and like obviously now knowing the outcome and how many people were victims of this, it was like, it was fucking shocking.
I mean I know this is completely two different realms, but like every year around 9/11, mm-hmm. there's always, you get all these
documentaries
and the recaps, news, all of that. And so many years later, I cannot bring myself to sit through these videos where you watch the planes crash into the towers, where you watch the towers, because I saw it as an 18-year-old and it fucked me up. I remember that was super sick as it sounds, it was like my rite of passage into like, bitch, you're in the real world now.
Well, I've heard a lot of people say that, that a lot of kids, like people our age, had to face that. Like, I was a sophomore, I think, so I was like 15-16 years old. I was pretty young. And then like seeing that and realizing that the world fucking sucks, that the world is evil, that we had to kind of grow up really quickly, and that's why now our age group is very much reminiscent to our childhoods, that we love fucking toys, that we love going to Disney, that we love cartoons, and we love comic books, and we love like all it's self-care. It's a way to like kind of hide from the real world, and I get it, and I completely agree with that theory. The fact that at 14, 15, 16 years old, I was watching hundreds of thousands of people just
die and then
because one guy hates the United States, like, it was, guys, this got really dark out of this podcast, I'm sorry,
but what I'm saying is like, okay, I'll turn it. So over the past couple of days, I've been like doing a lot of reflection or whatever, and as previously discussed, I used to be married and I'm not, and I've just been doing some reflection, and I've been talking to somebody that's going through a recent breakup and trying to talk them through it. And so it's interesting now to reflect now, and like they asked me like, what got you through it? And honestly, I don't have any recollection of the first 3 months, but I do remember, and this is something that I told this person, that I would recommend anybody that's going through a hard time or anything like that, hold on to the things that bring you joy. That's what gets you through these times, like the brutality of being alive and just dealing with heartbreak or illness or being a caretaker or the stress of being a mom or whatever your situation hold on to your joy. I know that for sure. My, like, the fact that I sat in and I processed and everything, but every opportunity that I could take to get myself out of my own head and like come here and fucking fight about high school movies.
Yeah.
Or come here and talk shit or just hang out and have, like, those are the things that keep you going. And so
find a good friend.
I mean, if you have one good friend, it's great. I'm really fucking lucky because I have like 24 good friends, but like 12, like 8. Yeah. Like
eight. Your number keeps dropping, babe.
Well she's verifying.
I'm verifying. I'm running the numbers. So I think that, yeah, like that's the stuff that we have to hold on to, yeah. Just for like the stuff that brings you joy. Like
honestly,
for a 2-day trip to Disney with your girlfriends and leaving your kids behind. There's nothing wrong with
that. There's nothing wrong with running away from your responsibility for a day
for
or
a little
two.
Bit. Because
I mean, I've said this, like Steph will say this, and I don't know if I did it too much with Christy, but I know I did it for sure with Stephanie because I was closer with her when she had Link. But something that I did a lot of when my friends have babies is that I always checked in on them and I was like, how are you?
Yeah.
Like, great, your baby's super cute. How are you?
Yeah.
Are you taking care of yourself? Are you doing something for you? You need, I mean, to be like, Facebook mom group was dumb. You can't pour from an empty cup. Like, you just can't.
But like, that's like life, though.
No, but yeah, but like, you can't drive a block on a car that has no gas in the tank. No. Like, you need to refill it.
It's like the oxygen mask.
Yeah. In the airplane, you have to put yours on before you can help somebody else. And that's the same in life. Like, it goes back to the patience thing that we were talking about before. If you are getting stressed and you're running out of patience and you're just like snapping at everything, you need to stop.
Take a break.
You need to
go to Target.
Yeah. Go to Target. Go get a fucking cup of coffee. Like today, for example, today, I had a meeting at Sophie's school because we're in the process of getting her diagnosed with ADHD and like getting the school involved. And I haven't really talked about it too much on the podcast, but this is what's going on. And today I had a meeting with her teachers because we do have like paperwork from her doctors. And the meeting, honestly, it took 15 minutes. It wasn't the longest meeting I've ever had with them, but I had half an hour between the meeting ending and Sophie coming out of tutoring that I was like, I'm going to go sit in Starbucks for 10 minutes. It was 10 minutes. What is 10 minutes?
Yeah.
You know, like, honestly, 20 minutes ago, I looked at the recorder and I was like, we should probably stop soon. It's been longer than that. So, you know, like, it goes by in the blink of, like, I got my coffee and I'm like, oh, I'm going to sit. And I looked at the time. I was like, no, I don't have time to sit. I have to go back. Like, the 25 minutes that I had were gone. So it's just take, but the act of going to the Starbucks, walking into it, you know, smelling the coffee, looking around, looking at the pretty mugs that they had, it's just kind of like, just like disengaged from everything. So
self-care is important. I think that's the theme of this episode.
I agree.
Self-care is important.
I'm going to write that down.
Take care of yourself so you can take care of the people that you care about. And when in doubt, go to Starbucks.
Yeah, go to Starbucks. Go run an errand by yourself. As annoying as grocery shopping or like...
Oh my God, I love grocery shopping. Fuck that.
No, but like,
it's quiet time.
Exactly. Grocery shopping sucks donkey dick, but when you go alone, it's amazing.
That's a visual.
Because you can go at your own pace. You don't have to stop because the kid is crying. You don't have to get a snack. You don't have to rush. Like, you're not frazzled.
I like that word, frazzled.
Yeah, it's a good word. You're just taking your time. And it was the same thing. Again, it was the same thing with Disney. Like, we were on the wrong end of the park when it was time for the fast pass, but it was fine because it was just two adults. Like, we didn't want to do the dining reservation we had. We wanted to go eat pizza at like a quick dine restaurant. We did it. We didn't want to do this one ride that we had a fast pass for. We didn't do it. We repeated the dinosaur ride because it was just so fucking ridiculous that we had to do it again. Like, we did what we wanted to do and we didn't have to worry about anybody else. And you don't have to go to Disney to do that. You can go to Target. You can go to the supermarket. You can go to the fucking bank.
Yeah, like, I think
you don't have to. It doesn't have to be a big trip.
Correct.
For it to be a self-care type of trip.
I think that
trip.
The things that, like I said, the things that bring you joy is what you need to hold on to. There's nothing wrong with putting your responsibilities down for a minute and just
dishes will still be there. Yeah, when you come back, like
just
chances are they'll have multiplied a little bit.
Yeah. As long as the people that you're taking care of aren't like...
Are they fed? Are they clean? Are they happy?
Then correct. You're good. Then you're fine. So that's my takeaway from today.
You know what else makes me happy?
Wine.
This wine. You're so good, Missy.
Good job.
So recap on our wine, because we do, it is Monday and it's past midnight.
So it's Tuesday, technically.
It is Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, guys. To recap, we are drinking the red, a 96% Petite Syrah, 4% Petite Verdot, 2004 Lodi, I think, Constantino Winery. Christy, what'd you think?
I actually at first didn't like it.
Yeah, definitely needed to breathe.
It definitely needs to breathe. Because when we first poured it and tried it, I was like, oh, I don't know if this is going to be any good. So we're like, okay, we'll keep drinking and see how it goes. We'll let it breathe for a little bit. And much, much better.
Much better.
Much better.
It's a I like the color. It's very dark.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look how dark that bitch is. She's really dark.
Tannins.
Does she have tannins? Let's see. Let's swirl. She actually doesn't. She doesn't have very good legs.
I don't know these words.
We pretend we do.
I know what I'm talking about.
And
the tannins is what makes it dry. Like the bite that you get when you drink a wine, that's the tannins. And then when you swirl it and you see the lines coming down on the glass, those are the legs. I don't know what they're for, but wine has legs. This one I don't see.
I don't see a lot of legs.
I don't see it. This one's not very leggy, but it smells good.
Yeah, I like
it. You guys killed the bottle.
We did.
Of course,
so
we good did. On you.
Missy doesn't like red wine, so she did not partake.
Nah.
But so
but I support my friends who do.
Thanks, boo boo. We love you. So that's our episode for this week. We had a wonderful time. Thank you for joining us, Missy. We appreciate you filling in last minute.
Thanks for having me.
We missed you, Steph.
Yeah.
So you can find us on Acast and iTunes. You can also find us on the Geek Bro Network, where there is a bunch of other podcasts that we all kind of appear on every once in a while. There's What's Up Bro, the Woo Bro podcast, which Missy is a regular on. There's Mount Geekmore, What's Good, Shiver, Zeros on Heroes. Comedy Fitness, which Neri's on the most recent episode of Comedy Fitness.
It's so really good. You guys should check it out.
Enjoy Neri and his comedy. You can check out Comedy Fitness. The Talking Geek. And I think that's everyone. If you'd like to send us a wine recommendation, you can email us or find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr.
What's your email address?
The email address is mamasmerlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT at gmail.com. And it's spelled the same across all of the other social media network platforms. So that's our episode for the week. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And we love your faces and cheers.
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 Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.